Hello and welcome to the AIS Arena for the Canberra Transact Capitals up against the Adelaide Fellas. It should be an interesting game. Craig Revell with you for the call of tonight's match, along with me, Michelle Hoskins. And it is a big night for Canberra fans because it's the last time, Michelle, they'll get to see Alana Beard in the Price Attack WNBL for the Capitals, hopefully only in season 2005-06, because contract negotiations are well underway for season 06-07, and Alana Beard to be a Transact Capital in the upcoming, or in the future season.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if she could make it back to Canberra next year? She's really brought some excitement to the game this year. It's been fantastic to watch a player of that calibre just week in, week out. She produces the goods, and it must be just fantastic for the girls to actually get out on the floor with a player like that as well. So it'd be fantastic to see her back next season.
Yes, well, if you've been listening to Sport Radio's coverage of the Price Attack WNBL this season, you'll know that Alana is absolutely loving being out here in Australia. She had a love affair with the country when she was playing for Duke University, and now she has been able to spend a bit more time here. She's heading off to Korea, and perhaps the two experiences back to back will help her formulate her decision. But it goes to show the quality of the player. She could have decided to stay in a country like Australia, an English speaking country, where it must be a lot easier to make a transition, and in a competition that is still semi-professional, where the Korean leagues are a lot more professional. They have huge sponsorships and are almost like the soccer teams throughout a lot of the countries where they have relationships with, you know, we've seen the KB Sabres. Well, the KB Sabres are the Korean Bank Sabres, and they have those sort of they have those relationships where they are part of a company, and they're a marketing arm of a company where money's no option.
That's right, and unfortunately in this country money is a bit of a blockage for people coming out to play. But we do have, in terms of drawing players from the American League, you know, one of the advantages we do have is that we are an English-speaking country. Americans love Australia generally, so that's an opportunity for them to come out and see the country. And we do treat the players well out while they're out here. Unfortunately, it's the financial reward that we're not able to provide at the same level as some other countries.
Well, one piece of news that we see from the benches is that Nat Hurst not suiting up tonight, and an injury during training this week.
It was an injury that she actually received in local competition on Wednesday night. She rolled her ankle. She was hoping that she'd get back out on the floor tonight, but it hasn't come up as well as she would have liked. So I'm sure she'll be back next goal leg back up against Sydney on Sunday this week. Won't be able to do that. But probably next week we'll be able to get out on the floor for the Capitals. And she's been playing well, so she'd be a bit disappointed with having to sit out tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. The Fellas, though, an interesting team. Last year you would say that they were very much overachievers, again making the finals. Chris Lucas took the reins, and in his sophomore year as a coach in the Price Attack WNBL, has shown that he's building on what he inherited last year and building on that program in Adelaide.
That's right. I mean, Chris has come into the program following on from Jan Sterling, who is an absolute legend in women's basketball in Australia. She, you know, built a real dynasty with the Adelaide team, and he's putting the foundations down. He's put his own stamp on this team, which is really important. The girls have responded well to him, and, you know, they're doing well. They're travelling well this season, and I think that the way that Chris coaches is that they will just stick at it the entire game. They've got a game plan, and they've worked hard, and they'll get the results just through pure effort.
One into this team that is familiar to certainly the Canberra basketball fans is Rebecca Duke. I'm sure the Perth Lynx were upset that they couldn't get a local WA girl out of the Institute of Sport to come back to their program, because in the way that that program's gone this year, it would have been a real boon to have her going back into that team. But she's come to the Adelaide Fellas and has proved her worth already. And I know right at the beginning of the season, pre-season, even Tracy Beattie and Jenny Whittle were telling me about how tough she was a competitor in the pre-season game when she was marking on those two giants of the Capitals.
Yeah, Rebecca Duke is just going to be a player who stays around in this league for a very long time. She's so committed to the game and works really hard on and off the court, and she's just 110% the entire time she's out on the floor, and she doesn't stop at all. Perth would have been disappointed that they didn't get her back, but, you know, it's difficult to attract players when a program has been where it has for the last couple of seasons. Perth have really been struggling, although last night they only lost to Bulleen by 4 points, so that's a very impressive game from them last night.
And of course, when you're talking about robbing WA, they kept Melissa Marsh as well.
That's right, they've got Melissa Marsh, and actually Deanne Ramsey's another local Perth girl, and she hasn't been back to play for Perth for a couple of seasons. So there's some good talent coming out of WA. They have to find a way to get the talent to come back. When they come and do their stint at the AIS, they need to work out how they're going to manage to attract their young juniors back into their program so that they can continue to build the program up to the heights that it was in the mid-90s, and it was a very successful program in Perth.
Well, these games are always special for one Transat Capital, and that is, of course, Tracy Beattie, who for years was Tracy Braithwaite in the Adelaide Lightning program, and she likes to, because it's her old club, to just lift that little bit more, and she should be expected to have a huge game tonight.
Oh, look, Tracy would be hoping she does, and so are the Capitals fans, and it's always tough to play against your old team. It's a hard hard game to play, but I'm sure that Tracy has really impressed me this season. She's come to Canberra, she's got a new re-energised her game, and she's producing the sports. It's been fantastic to see her actually, I guess, meet the expectations that people had for her for a long time that she never really met when she was with Adelaide. So it's fantastic for her to be here.
Well, we'll hear from the coaches next on sportradio.com.au. This is the Capitals versus the Adelaide Fellas at the AIS Arena. Chris Lucas, the big night tonight. The Capitals are looking to come back after you had that great win over them a few weeks ago.
Yeah, look, I'm sure they are, but we'll hopefully make a contest of it.
The team this year, you've managed to keep the core together, and the additions have really worked well for you.
Yeah, look, they have, and the new additions to the team really need to do a good job tonight, because we have got Laura Sumpton. She's very ill, so we need them to step up and take up the slack.
With two games on play in the AS tomorrow, can you afford to not leave everything on the court tonight?
We play every game as it is on the night, then we move on to the next day. We don't treat any game as if we've got a game tomorrow. We'll play hard tonight, and then we'll play hard again tomorrow.
All the best for tonight.
Thank you.
Well, Graffy, a big night tonight, 21st birthday celebrations, and an important game to get over the top of a team that's vying for top four.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we lost to NWO for some a few weeks ago in their place. Had a lot of players foul out. We're back at home. It's AB's last game at home, and like you say, our 21st birthday. Should be a good crowd tonight. It's a good opponent. We really need to even up the split.
With that in mind, you lost a guard during the week in that Hurts injury, but still, there's plenty of people to draw from on your bench at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Natty's been in great practice form, but rolled her ankle in the state league here, and you know, it's critical for us that she's ready for the next four games, and we're going to be without AB and without Lawrence, so there's no point trying to rush her back for this. We've got good depth in the guard position, you know, and obviously our starters play big minutes, so it's not critical for us tonight. It's critical that she's healthy over the next 2 weeks.
And importantly, you go to Sydney tomorrow, so you've got all the time management and program management to worry about, particularly with your captain Eleanor Sharp.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, our recovery's important. Obviously, we'll do part of that tomorrow night. Travel down as a team on the bus tomorrow, make sure we're refreshed, get food in, massage, and be ready for Sydney.
All the best for tonight.
Thank you.
You've heard from the coaches there, and Michelle, I guess this night, Kerry Graff talked about the 21st birthday, the last game of Alana Beard in the country, and of course, they're wanting to keep their season on alive at the top of the order, and it is going to be interesting as we look back at some of the history there, because they have certainly had the Canberra Transat Capitals an interesting one, and of course you involved in the Capitals history as well for a number of seasons.
That's right, yeah. 21 years is a long time to be around, and you know, we started out in 1984, 21 years later, it's an entirely different looking program. In 84, I can remember as a junior playing, going out to the Natex basketball stadium, and me and about 50 other people sitting around watching women play basketball, and you know, we sort of haven't had, I guess in the last 5 to 6 years, we've had a bit of a successful program, if you want to call it that, but the success in between has been few and far between. in 1985, Jerry Lee coached the team and they were fortunate enough to win what was then the Women's Basketball Conference in Australia. Jenny Cheeseman at the helm, along with Susie Gay, another Australian Olympian. And from there, it's been middle-of-the-road stuff for the Capitals, but the last 5 or 6 years have been fairly successful for the program.
You might say middle-of-the-road, but they've had a lot of great players throughout the time. It just took them a while to get that first championship.
That's right. There's been some fantastic players. There's been great Australians play, but there's been some fantastic international players. You had Chu Chen play from China, and she was the Chinese starting guard for, I think, about 10 years, and she was absolutely revered in China and just an amazing player, and not unlike Alana Beard, who we're seeing out on the floor tonight, just a small, a shooting guard who could penetrate really well, find the open player and just knock down the open shot anywhere on the floor. We had Nicole Kimber from Russia, we had Diana Sabnikova and Julia Gariva, play, and they played when I was coaching, and they were great. They were a challenge to coach, but they were very talented players. So, there's been some fantastic players come out, as long as a number of Americans who have really added something to the league generally.
It's interesting to also look at, well, Coach Kraft came in at a time where she was able to secure Kristen Peel and Lauren Jackson from the AIS program, along with, Diana Smith, and with that was able to build a nucleus that took on and won the first Orange Championship, and it was the first summer championship in the history of the Price Attack WNBL.
That's right. I mean, from the time that Shelley Sandy joined the group, she became an attraction for younger players to come and play with, because she's a legend in our game in this country. And, to be able to step out of the AIS program and into a team where you're playing with someone of the calibre of Shelley Sandy is very attractive. And, Terry has done a fantastic job of recruiting players. Probably one of her strengths, I would say, is that her ability to attract people to the program is fantastic.
Of course, you now see a team that has WNBA stars in it, a former WNBA coach, two WNBA champions, one of course off the course, but Kelly Bevilacqua certainly sitting there now. And, it's a program, I guess, international representatives from New Zealand, Australia, America. It is an amazing program, and it has been a little bit in the doldrums over the last 2 years.
Yeah, I guess we haven't had probably the success that we'd like, and in some regards the crowds that we'd like to see coming out to the games, but I think what happens on the floor is fantastic, and as with any sport, teams go up and down and you have to ride out those periods, but I think we've got the basis here of a successful program to continue into the future, and there's some good talent locally starting to come through our ranks that will feed in progressively over the next couple of years, and add to that your international stars, and it's an exciting time for women's basketball.
Well, after the break, we'll be back with the tip-off to tonight's game. The Canberra Transfer Capitals up against the Adelaide Fellas. The national anthem's all out of the way now, and a couple of presentations being made on the floor, because Kelly Abrams making, I think it was 1,500 points? Oh, 1,500 points there. That was about 3 games ago, but Kelly, of course, wasn't at the last home game to receive the presentation. And Alana Beard, of course, receiving a bouquet of flowers and thanks from all the Canberra fans for a fantastic cameo appearance this year, which we've already talked about. But importantly, the key to the city going to Eleanor Sharp, I think, was another presentation that just quickly happened there. If not, it was the key to the Canberra Transact, because Emma Nicollet from Transact was the one that gave it to her. I'm not quite sure what the key was.
Might have been to the change room, Craig, we never know.
Well, it is the AFS Arena. We have got an interesting game tonight. Of course, we've already mentioned Laura Summerton. You heard from Chris Lucas earlier in the broadcast that Laura Summerton not part of the game tonight, but Jennifer Green on limited minutes, a back condition there, Michelle, which has plagued her a little bit throughout her career.
It has, yeah. Jenny's had a bad back. I think it was when her first last year at the AIS she injured her back and has carried that in the last couple of seasons. So, that's huge losses for Adelaide. I mean, particularly Somerton in this game, when you've got the size of the capital, Caspedi and Whittle out on the floor, it's going to be very hard for them to combat the Capitals' inside game without Somerton on the floor. They've got some players that will give a good shot, but they just really will lack possibly the size to be able to compete. And Jenny Green, I mean, she's actually going to the bench out of the warm-ups now. I don't know whether she's hurt herself in the warm-up or not, but Jenny's the sort of player who's smart enough to play with an injury and is smart enough to know when the time has come to actually pull the plug and say, I can't do any more, I'm not able to contribute to the state that I'm in. So, you know, and she needs to manage it for the rest of the season. If she wants to be there for finals, then, you know, you have to work through these things.
Okay, now, interestingly enough, Kylie Gwyther, Peter Sinclair, Angela Marino, also suited up there, Kelly Abrams, Nerida Cooper, all will be on the bench for the Capitals. The starting five is the captain, Sharp, Bevilacqua, Whittle, Beattie and Beard. A very tall starting five, and without Laura Somerton, the fellas are going to be hurting for some height inside. But I'll start with Philip Smith. Picking up as Willie there, who is a tall that they can go to. Sam Woosnam, of course, that horrendous. I think I was in Canberra at the AAS. No, at the Southern Cross Stadium with Sam Woosnam, did a knee last year. It was very unpleasant. At the end of the season, she was still in the brace when I was up in Sydney doing that semi-final. And it's great to see her back out on the court because she is a great competitor. Jennifer Screen, the last of the starting five. So to think they've got a three-point specialist like Ranford sitting on the bench. Jukes, who can carry the ball as well as play further inside. And also, you have, Bowley, but it's not the Bowley you think. It is actually Bridget Bowley, keeping the family membership of the Adelaide Fellas alive. And it is interesting to see the second, the younger sister. I guess we've had that here in Canberra with Jacinta Hamilton coming in after her sister Lucille had been captain of the program. But it's Whittle and Willie who will be doing the only jump ball of the game as we're set to start. It is certainly back palmed by Whittle off to Bevilacqua. Goes left side to Sharp, back to Bevilacqua, setting at point. Left side to Sharp, over the top, trying to get it inside to Beattie. Not able to make the pass, so Scream will carry it down the floor. Goes into the corner, finds Woosnam, fakes the three, has to try and wrong foot Whittle. Backing away Willie, goes around Beattie, drives baseline, puts up the shot, but it's blocked well by Beattie, who then goes half court to Sharp, back to Beard. Beard, ball in hand, watching her as Scream. Kicks it back to Beattie. Beattie could have gone for three, but decides not to. Hands off to Bevilacqua, who's got Erin Phillips watching her. Over the top, it's a handoff from Whittle back to Bevilacqua. Back to the right side, Sharp. Bounce pass inside to Whittle, who is looking for the cut from Sharp. She gets herself in trouble, so puts up the jump shot and nails it for the point of the game.
That's a tough break by Brandy Whittle. Wisdom and bodied up on her, had a good hand on the ball, but just over the top. 2 points.
Phillips brings it down the floor, now sets up, asks for Cherie Smith to go right side. Beard tries to steal, that opens up a lane. Smith goes back to Phillips. Phillips has to jig, shake, and then gives it back to Smith, who goes for an 18-foot jump shot from the right-hand side. Makes it 2-all as a double dribble's been called on Tully Bevilacqua in the backcourt.
I don't think I've ever seen Tully make a mistake like that. I don't know what she was thinking, but very unusual for Tully to make a simple mistake like that.
Jennifer Screen to do the inbounding, goes straight into Willie on the perimeter, right side of the key. Goes to Woosnam, left side of the key. Takes the shot, drives in on Whittle, but it's the shot layup off the glass, doesn't fall, and Sharp comes down with the rebound. So Sharp will take her time carrying it back. Smith watching her. Right side is Beard. Screen on her. Back to Whittle at point. Woosnam watching her. Now it's back to Sharp on the left side. Inside to, it's not really inside. It's a long-range 2 points put up by Bevilacqua. Shot doesn't fall. Beattie gets it and kicks it straight back out to Bevilacqua as she sets up the play with a thumb, left thumb in the air. Beard gets it. Oh, jig, shakes, and the pass off. She could have gone herself. She tried to dump it off to Beattie, and Beattie came away without it. Phillips drives down, kicks it out to Smith. Smith can hit threes, but this time it's short off the iron. Beard comes up with it already in crashing bodies, manages to pick up the dribble, and then goes to the top of the key. Puts up a shot. It was too long. Back of the iron. It's rebounded by Woosnam, and Phillips brings it back down. kicks it left side from Phillips to Woosnam for three, and Woosnam, well, she had a sighting shot there before, but this time she hits it. 5-2 in favour of the fellas.
So the Capitals really need to get some attack to the basket here. They haven't really taken the ball at the basket yet, so they need some penetration. Just that.
Bev Blackwood gets the pass over to Beattie. The shot was blocked by Willie. Willie, though, couldn't control the ball. So it was Beattie who kicks it out to Whittle. Sharp gets it inside and puts it in for the 2 points. 1 point ball game, 5-4, 7-18 to go in the first quarter. Woosnam again fakes the three, drives down on Whittle. This time the layup still won't drop, but Willie doing the offensive rebound and gives it back to Phillips. Phillips shots off the back of the iron as well, and Beard comes up with it. She'll carry it down the floor. Edmund Beard now left, right, then puts it in. That is just fast.
What we like to see, it's a pity it's the last game this season.
Woosnam now at the right elbow, kicks it off to Willie on the baseline. Willie tries to drive Beattie, shot doesn't fall. Whittle comes in to do the rebounding. Quick pace game so far. The ball's transferred from Bevilacqua to Beard for three. Rattles off, and Sharp's going to be called for the foul, crashing through the back of Cherie Smith.
I have to say that the Capitals are playing right into Adelaide's hands at the moment. It's very quick transition up and down the floor. They're getting quick shots off, and Adelaide are coming up with the rebounds and getting down the other end of the floor. If we bog them down in the half-court game, they're going to struggle defensively to match up on our size.
Well, Phillips now tries to take on Bevilacqua. Screen gets the ball off her as she rolled off the screen and hits the jump shot from the right elbow. And we have a moment here as the bench officials want to talk to one of the referees. I think it might be a referee timeout here.
It's a referee timeout.
Official timeout.
With the bench, so yeah. It's one of the great matchups, I don't know, is between Bevilacqua and between Phillips. They're both such strong guards, and they're both physical players, that they've almost taken each other out of the game at this point. It's going to be interesting to see if either of them can get on to the ascendancy of the game.
Well, the Adelaide fellas are the princess of Adelaide, they call her, is Erin Phillips, and she has got a great sporting heritage she comes from, and this season she is really, she must have hit the gym in that winter season with the Port Adelaide Magpies, who, she has really done some strengthening and conditioning because it almost call a bust.
She's in great shape, isn't she? She's looking fantastic out there, and she's really matured as a player. She's come along very well in the point guard role. She's taken control of the team. She's really, you know, not being the general out on the floor, which is exactly what you need for point guard to do.
Earlier in the month, well, in fact, month of October, WNBL Player of the Month was Erin Phillips, and for November, no surprises, it was Alana Beard. So the two players of the month so far on the court here at the arena as the Caps get it restarted. 6:22, not quite sure what the official timeout was. Bevilacqua carries it down to the baseline. Cherie Smith loses the footing, but Bevilacqua goes back out to Sharp, inside to Whittle, out to Beard. Beard puts the ball on the floor and starts moving. Gets a screen from Beattie, kicks it over to Sharp for three. It's short, and it's Whittle who'll do the put-in, and Whittle will pick up the point.
Adelaide's really going to have to focus on those defensive boards tonight.
And a 24-second clock problem was the reason for that timeout there. As Smith who jinxed and turned. Sharp went in for the steal. That left Phillips open. Phillips layup. She took on Bevilacqua, and they both hit the deck, so we know the game started because Bevilacqua's found the ground. But Phillips couldn't complete the layup in the move, and it'll be a Caps ball from the baseline. Not afraid to take them on, is she?
She certainly isn't, and Tully's not afraid to stand in her way either.
No, that is true. Sharp now has the ball on the perimeter, goes to Whittle at the top of the key, over the top it goes to Sharp, then back to Beattie, and we get it in off the glass.
That's what the Capitals need to do all night. I think our last 6 points have been scored from going to the guys in the base, so we need to make sure that we continue to do that.
Phillips now goes to Screen, who is cutting down the centre. Sharp couldn't go with her, and Screen picks up the 2 points, 10-9, with 5 minutes and 9 seconds left to go in the first term. Inside to Whittle. Whittle tries to turn around, jump shot. She moves a considerable distance, but Woosnam was good enough to stop her from getting a clean shot away. She comes down with the rebound, then gets trapped by Beard coming over the top, kicks it out to Cherie Smith, and a foot was on the... foot was on the perimeter line, so it's only a two-point shot, although it was from a long way away, 11-10. And 4:43 as Bevel Aqua has the ball back over the top to Beattie. Beattie in the paint. She's going to have to go. She goes with the hooky, and it nails it.
Maybe we'll be able to chase you, Beattie. I don't think Willie knows what to do against the guys down in the post there. She's really struggling defensively.
Well, they're both pulling out their hook shots early as Phillips now takes on Sharp, kicks it out to Willie, back onto Woosnam, fakes the three again, then takes on Whittle. Whittle is good enough to block the layup as Woosnam goes to ground. Bevel Aqua, Sharp work it out amongst themselves. It goes back for a free throw attempt from Bevel Aqua. No, she puts it on the floor, drives past three and then lays it in as Chris Lucas is calling for a timeout as he was speaking to the bench once again as he thinks the 24-second shot clock has failed to activate once again. So he's not happy with the 24-second clock at the moment, I think.
Fair call, but I think Chris should really focus on what they're going to do to try and counteract the Capitals' inside game at the other end of the floor. They're really struggling down there, and I wouldn't be surprised if he might look to change up his defense a little bit and put some more five down in that base, maybe go to a little bit of a zone and see if the Capitals can start to light it up from the perimeter or not.
Well, it's interesting to see if Bevel Aqua's going back to the change room in this timeout. So perhaps she's taken a few bumps already. And there's no key for the locker room, so good old Chris.
I've got it.
Emma Nicholas just happened to walk back through the tunnel at the same time who gave Sharpie the key. But Bevel Aqua just taking a moment to go into the change heads. Now, I'm not sure if this timeout's going to be credited to Chris Lucas or not. They did signal it was a coach call timeout, but because they're talking about technical difficulties, I'm wondering if you'll get that timeout credited back. The light hasn't gone on the scoreboard yet to show it. So Adelaide Phillips back out on the court, and we could talk about an unfortunate sponsorship that has seen a women's national basketball team called Phillips. But great to see the money is coming into the sport, and obviously money talks.
That's right, and you know, it's great. Adelaide in particular have been a very successful program that traditionally have had very little corporate backing. So for them to secure a naming rights sponsor, a non-government naming rights sponsor, is just fantastic. And hopefully, you know, they've been successful so far, so they'll, you know, with a little bit of financial support, the success will continue.
You might be finding out what you're doing tonight as a legend Michelle, capital legend Michelle, gets access to the pre-game in court only. Well, it's a bit late now to give you the pre-game tip.
That's right, I'm in. I'm under the fence.
Dear legend is the way the letter is started. So
it's my
well, there it is, in writing for everyone to see. Dear legend. We have a slight delay here. The ALS Arena was on fire earlier tonight, and that was literally, not figuratively, as one of the lights right as we were going through the national anthems and the pre-game ceremonies was on fire as well.
Just keeping with the theme
for the evening of a great 21 years. We've now got the stadium lighting being turned off for a moment. I wonder what, as a coach, do you do in a prolonged stop-start period like this? You've had 6 minutes, or just on 6 minutes of game time, and you have this prolonged break. Now, the players are all obviously warm, and well, Coach Graff is actually asking the team to go back out and to do a warm-up. Yeah.
That's basically it. Get your players to stay warm, try and keep them as focused as you can. This couldn't have come at a better time for Adelaide. The Capitals were just starting to get some momentum going in the game. Got the break, got the momentum, a lot will depend on who comes out of this break ready to play again, because it's still, 11:14, it's almost like the start of the game.
Well, last week I know Simon Peters and I were talking about being back at the Southern Cross Stadium and the antiquated scoreboards and all the other jokes that we were having about the difference between the AIS Arena and the Southern Cross Stadium. But, well, we didn't have a 10-minute delay in the game whilst that was all going on. So I guess the old Southern Cross Stadium's still got a few years left in it.
That's right. That's exactly right. Southern Cross Stadium's a good venue. Doesn't have the seating capacity of the AIS and some of the facilities, but it has a good feel to it. I think the girls actually enjoy playing there too, because it is, you know, more people in a smaller confined place, and there's that atmosphere that sometimes lacks at the AIS Arena.
Well, the lights are just going to slowly come on. They are halogen lights here that need to cool down before they can actually be. You can flick the switch, and I know you're being amazed with my knowledge of halogen lighting, but you can flick the switch on halogen lights, but they will always go through a cool down cycle before they can turn back on again. So we are going to be faced with a delay. Kelly Bevilacqua has she has just rejoined at the baseline, and Tracy Beattie, Coach Graff, just having an opportunity to have a chat about proceedings. So the 21st birthday is going to go a little bit longer than perhaps programmed here tonight. Now, I know that we have, coming up at halftime, you've got a list of events here, which we weren't privy to you before, but coming up, you are going to be introduced the legends of the Canberra Transact. Capitals are going to be introduced, and that's including players and officials, and I know, well, a lot of these people you know quite well.
Yeah, there's a couple of them I coached during my reign as the coach of the Canberra Capitals, and that's seen, I think, everyone on that list play from throughout the Capitals history, so it'd be great. Jenny Cheeseman, you know, Australian point guard for 10 years, I would imagine she was there at the helm. So there's some really fantastic players running down. Deb Obringer, another American who came out and played. I recruited her out from the States. She loved the place so much, she's hung around and made herself a citizen now and has stayed in the country. Marlene Leonard is probably not a name that familiar to the national basketball scene, but Marlene's been a player in the ACT, represented the ACT as an under 12, and came up through the ranks and is still playing in the local Division 1 competition in Canberra. So she's been around for a bit of a legend in Canberra basketball since she's turned.
Yes, and of course a lot of former coaches from the Canberra Transact Capitals. Of course, they've still got you down there as Michelle Wall.
That's right, I should have corrected that. It's Michelle Hocking now.
But Jerry Lee, Ted Dupemeyer, of course, Ted Dupemeyer, so well remembered from his involvement with the Cannons program and, of course, the Capitals program. Ken Simpson, Dave Milton, another of the, back in the days when it was the Little Sisters team, and the Price Tag WNBL had so much stepped away from that Little Sisters mentality that it had during the early part of its existence.
That's right. I think one of the best moves that was ever made was to take the Capitals and actually put them out on their own as the star attraction. I can remember the days when we were playing before the Cannons games, and we'd be playing and there'd be people wandering through, and you'd have people sometimes walking on the court because the big boys hadn't come out to play. And, you know, in some places that you travel to in the country, if you were in your change room at halftime having your halftime talk and the men's league decided that they wanted to use the change rooms, you were actually kicked out of the change rooms in the middle of the game after halftime talk, to make room for the boys so that they could do whatever they needed to do. So the league's come a long way, and we really are a professional league now. We've got our own following in our own right, and it's a great, exciting period of time in women's basketball.
Well, the lights are still coming on here at the AIS Arena. We'll take a short break and then be back with the resumption of the game. There's still 4 minutes to go in the first quarter between the Canberra Transact Capitals and the Adelaide Fellas. Capitals leading 14-11. The teams are huddling back together now, as it looks like we'll be getting back underway. All the lights haven't turned on at the training hall end of the stadium yet, but I guess it's been deemed satisfactory light at that end, to get this game back underway, Michelle.
That's right. And the girls are just really wanting to get out there and get back into the game. So there's enough light for them to play under. And there's a time.
Well, Kelly Abrams comes into the Capitals for Eleanor Sharp now. And she immediately kicks the ball off as... we weren't quite sure what was going on here. The ball was kicked in immediately to Alana Beard, but they're still having a chat there. Cherie Smith manning up on Tracy Beattie. That is a mismatch in anyone's language.
It certainly is. We've got Deanne Ranford is coming to the game for the Adelaide Fellas as well.
It's interestingly enough, Cherie Smith was down that end, so she wasn't matching up on Tracy Beattie. It was Cherie Smith's ball. As she inbounds it long over the top, the lob lands in the hands of Erin Phillips, and Phillips will set up the play for the Adelaide Fellas. 4 minutes left to go in the first term. Smith, ball on the right-hand side, looks to the right side, and Screen has just had the ball in the hand. She probably would have had about 5 seconds of play here, and I think the 24 shot clock actually went off then. That was the
that's the problem
sound
that we've got. It certainly wasn't a 24 second violation, but they've obviously still got some dramas with the actual clock, so they'll have to resolve
it. It is frustrating for the players, as you can see, and I think you can hear by some of the comments behind us, frustrating for the fans as well. But it is 3 minutes and 53 seconds, so the good news is we've run 8 seconds off the clock in this first quarter. It's 14 to 11, no change in the score. Jeff Tripp now coming up to have a chat. Of course, Jeff Tripp, the operations manager for Basketball Australia, overseeing the Price Attack WNBL and back down here in the nation's capital, checking things out. Of course, as we look towards our travelling up towards the Christmas break, it is quite interesting because there's hoop camps on, and of course, last month was a big push and promotion for the Aussie Hoops. We also have tomorrow, the game up against Sydney Uni at Sydney Uni, when the Adelaide Fellas at the same time will be taking on the AIS at the training hall. Now, here's a thought. Do we ask the crowd to move down to the Frank Stewart training hall for the best scoreboard in the Price Attack WNBL, and we get this game underway?
That's right. They'll be stuck to the rafters down there, I'm afraid.
It would be a fantastic...
Good atmosphere.
It would be a fantastic atmosphere, and, it could be a very interesting conclusion to the game. I don't know what the rules are, and I don't have the laws of the game here, if there is a technical interruption. And if the game's a... Well, surely you wouldn't abandon a game, Michelle.
Well, you'd think not, but at the same time, the coaches are... I mean, the 24-second clock is pretty integral to the game at this level, so it's important that there is a 24-second clock. The call will be made by the referees in conjunction with the coaches. There'll be some discussion. And also, given that the WNBL operations manager is here, I'm sure he'll have some input into that as well. Look, the teams will be wanting to play the game. I mean, that's the bottom line. If there's a resolution that they can get and continue with the game, they'll do that. And hopefully that's what they're working on right now.
Well, we'll take another break here on spotradio.com.au and, of course, on KIX FM, making waves in KI. We appreciate you sticking with us from the AIS Arena. This is the Capitals versus the Adelaide Fellas. Caps lead 14 to 11. Well, as you rejoin us now, the Canberra Transat Capitals have left the court. They're milling around their change rooms because they don't have the key to get in just yet. They've got the key to the city of Canberra, but they don't have the key to the change room.
That's right.
You've got to love that. The Adelaide Fellas have decided they're just going to go out and do a bit of a shoot around. Interesting times. Of course, what are the options? For Adelaide, they can't lose here because they don't have Laura Summerton, who's ill. And they have Jenny Screen on a limited program.
That's right.
So next time they play the Capitals, there's no Alana Beard.
There's no Alana Beard. Cal Hannah probably won't be here because she's off to Europe soon for a year. So we're not sure exactly what's going to happen. We've got Lauren Jackson coming out on the floor with a fire extinguisher.
Now, I don't know. Why would she want the fire extinguisher when the Caps were on the roll? Jeff Tripp is down there in conversation with Helen and Mark Cartwright. Has anyone mentioned to them we could go down to the AS training hall, I wonder?
Possibly not. I suspect that this game is going to be cancelled unless they come up with a solution very quickly. We are probably going to see this game cancelled, I'd imagine.
Well, the decision
rescheduled.
Yes, not being made yet. Of course, I don't know if there's any penalties. Like, would One Basketball Canberra have to bring pay the expenses for the Adelaide Fellows to come back to Canberra to play the game, or would they go there? Well,
an evacuation.
Well, so we're going with an evacuation. And well, the light, interestingly enough, was on fire before this game started. And we're going to have a 45 minute to an hour delay. The crowd's just been informed. It is an interesting situation, Michelle.
Happy 21st birthday, Canberra Capitals. I have not seen this situation. Actually, that's not true. I've seen the Tuggeranong Southern Cross Club venue evacuated one night when the chips in the canteen caught on fire and they had to evacuate the stadium there. But fortunately, that was before the game started and wasn't during the game.
Well, it's been a move back to the AS Arena there that was started in tragedy and has, unfortunately, has not been as big a boon as what everyone had hoped. But it still is an interesting situation. And we might be able to get a few words from a few of the officials here as we take another break. And the talk is that 45 minutes to an hour, we will get this game back underway. Well, it is a welcome back to the AIS training hall, and no, you haven't missed the end of the Capitals Fellas games. We have seen this game, the Capitals versus the Fellas, move to the training hall. So, Michelle, it's a packed training hall that we're going to enjoy the last three quarters and a half of basketball in. Three quarters and a half a quarter we're going to enjoy basketball in. It's 14:11, the clock is up on there. In fact, it is a great move here because the scoreboard is the best in the Price Attack WNBL at the training hall. So we've kicked it up a notch on that side of things. But
we just hope that the lights hold out this time, Craig. That's all we need.
That's it. It's going to be a very interesting, game. It's not even a second half of the game. We only just got into the game. And, it is going to 3:58 will be the situation when this game gets back up and running. So the Adelaide Fellas have joined in, and Michelle, the Caps have been out here a while warming up.
That's right, and I guess the Caps will be keen to get back out on the floor. They've got to travel to Sydney tomorrow to play the Sydney Flames, so they'll be on the road. They get in the bus at 8:30 to travel, so they'll be wanting to get this game over with and get the recovery happening so that they can get on the road tomorrow morning.
Well, the training hall is a scene for at least one championship in the Price Attack WN. Well, the championship game wasn't played here, but it was the players from this home court that took the banner that is up above us now, the 1998-99 Link Cup banner. And it is going to be the first time that the Capitals have ever played in the AS training hall as a home team.
I think that's right, Craig. I can't remember in the history of the league. They've got some good support sitting around the court, a nice atmosphere created with many people in a small venue. So I'm sure they'll just be keen to get on the floor and get the game underway.
What interests me in this situation is we've moved to a different ground. The Caps have taken the visitor's bench as we would normally see it in the AS training hall. They have taken the bench that they'd be familiar with here. The Adelaide Fellas are sitting down in the AIS home team. Now, when you consider Ranford, Smith, Woosnam, Phillips for a little while, Duke for sure, only last year, all, and Jennifer Screen, all played all their games in those seats, it's going to be a homecoming of sorts for them as well.
It is. It's not really a home court advantage tonight, I wouldn't think. Well, except for the crowd. I think the crowd will have some influence on the game.
It is going to be a very interesting night. We will conclude this game, the Canberra Transact Capitals and the Adelaide Fellas, in front of capacity crowd at the AOS Training Hall. And in fact, kids are going up to Lauren Jackson at the moment, courtside, and she is doing autographs. A makeshift autograph session as she is waiting for this game to restart. Jeff Tripp, the operations manager of the Price Attack WNBL, is down here. I was speaking to Jeff in the interim between moving this game, and he said he's come to one game in Canberra all year, one game he planned to come to Canberra in the season, and he has copped a doozy.
He certainly has. I can remember during the Canberra bushfires, the decision had to be made about whether to play the game out at the Southern Cross Stadium or whether to relocate it to Belconnen. Fortunately, that decision was made on the Saturday night, so there was a little more time to let people know about that. But tonight we haven't had that luxury, and we've had to move the game midway through the game and get all the crowd from the AOS Arena and try and pack them into the training hall here.
The crowd that have been able to stay, a lot of the crowd with young kids and that sort of thing have not been able to stay. And I know for people like yourselves that have got mothers and babysitters that can stay longer, are in that fortunate position that they're going to be able to enjoy this game.
That's right. I've managed to put the emergency call in and I'm okay. So we'll be able to stay around for the end of the game tonight.
Well, it is going to be an interesting conclusion. The AIS watching quite interested in how this game's going to progress, because they're letting their opposition have a practice run on their home court, getting used to these hoops. And, that is going to be a definite advantage, Michelle.
I think so. I think, although, you know, it's difficult to, in a game tomorrow when they have to back up their program that they would have had set out about recovery times and what they would have been doing tomorrow morning will have to be changed. So, you know, it puts a bit of disruption into what their planned approach to the game would have been tomorrow. But at the same time, you know, they'll have a run around tonight on the court and hopefully back up tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see how much Jenny Screen will play now. She's been carrying that back injury. She spent a lot of time warming up early before the game. She's now had about an hour in between the stoppage, and whether she's actually able to play as many minutes as she would have had the game gone ahead as planned is interesting.
The same goes for Eleanor Sharp, who's on a managed program as well.
That's
and
right.
The Capitals would be mindful of, they're playing the Flames tomorrow. Take nothing away from the AIS, but they not as tough a competitors as what the Sydney Flames would be.
Absolutely. It's a very big ask for the girls. It's a big ask at any point in time to play a game and then travel the next day to Sydney to back up, and to have to put an extra 2 hours, I guess it will be by the time this game's over, take 2 hours out of their recovery time. It's a big ask.
I wonder if they're going to be able to use the splash pools. Of course, all those facilities are available in this building. It's easier than what they're available over at the arena. So it might actually be a bit of recovery benefit by being able to go into the submersion tanks and everything like that.
Perhaps. I'm sure that, I mean, the Caps medical staff are pretty good. They'll have worked out what they're going to do with the girls after the game exactly, and they'll take it from there.
Well, we'll take another break here on sportradio.com.au. KIXFM making waves in KI as we get set to restart this game between the, well, it's between the AIS and Adelaide, if you read the scoreboard, but really it's the Canberra Transact Capitals versus Adelaide here at the AIS Training Hall. 14-11 is the score at this, a prolonged timeout. So with 50 seconds and counting before the restart to this game, it is going to be interesting to see which team can adjust to what has been interrupted preparation. It's not even preparation. So just passing equipment across here as the Canberra Times gets themselves into position to report this game. But, the Caps, the lineup looks like it'll be Beard, Sharp, Beattie, Whittle and Bevilacqua. And for the Adelaide Fellas, it will be Scream Phillips, Roosnam Ransford and Smith. So Ransford coming in for her first minute of this game.
I think she got about 5 seconds before we had to stop at the arena.
I missed the start.
Haven't had any time yet.
All right, it'll be Jennifer Scream inbound the ball from the side with 3 minutes and 53 seconds left on the clock in the first quarter. We're at the AIS training hall and the Cats are now, Kerry Graff's offering her watch as she decides to make a bit more light on the situation. Of course, Peter Buckle not with us here today, so his assistant coach of the junior ACT junior programs is subbing in his stead.
That's right.
Sandy Tomlin. You can tell we're at the training hall now because the countdown clock's gone off and we're still just waiting a moment until we can see the start of the game. So it is just keeping traditions rolling as the crowd starts to bring a bit of a slow clap. Cherise Smith was joining them for a moment, but Jennifer Screen and Eleanor Sharp having a little joke on the sidelines.
We have a clock.
3:53 seconds in the first quarter.
Let's hope it counts down and not up, right?
Yeah, that is true. On the way, Jennifer Screen inbound the ball. She goes to Erin Phillips back at the point. Phillips now brings the ball into play, goes left side, gives it inside to Woosom, outside to Screen. Blocked shot by a lot of beard, and Sally Bevilacqua has been called for a travel.
I don't know how a travel was called in that situation, but he's the guy with the whistle, so we'll just let him make that call.
Yeah, we're not sitting next to the referee observer now, so we can't get all the inside scoop on the calls. It's Dee Ransford to bring the ball back in as Beard is watching her on the inbound pass. Goes to Phillips again. Bevilacqua tries to make the steal, but Phillips holds up, gets a screen from Smith and backs into the paint. Kicks out to Smith. Oh, three! It's all there!
Well, she didn't lose her touch during the break, did she? She was shooting well in the first couple of minutes of this game. Come down, knocks the first one down.
Bevilacqua carries the ball back for the Capitals. Goes over the top to Whittle. She has to jump to reach the ball. Outside, back to Beard. Beattie sets the screen for her. She goes to the elbow, lobs over the top to Beattie. Beattie into heavy traffic under the net, but she backs away and makes the shot.
Back to what was working for the Capitals as well. Feed the ball inside, let the big girls go to work.
Over the top at 16-14, Caps leading. Phillips is stuck in the corner. Bevilacqua working her hard. Phillips is able to muscle her way out, but in the end, a pushing foul on Bevilacqua will be her first. And interesting to note, Bevilacqua's number's not up there because I think they've still got the AIS numbers already programmed into the system, so Bevilacqua will be playing 23 on the scoreboard. Inbound ball, Cherise Smith. Oh, she backs away from Whittle, drives into the paint. Hook shot is good off the paint.
Nice, smart work. Used her body well to get that shot over the top of Whittle. Nice hook.
Bevilacqua down the left side, gives it to Sharp, who fakes, then goes back to the centre to Whittle. Next time, right side to Bevilacqua again. Over the top, inside to Beattie. Beattie makes the shot and is fouled by Smith in the air.
That's the way to keep putting that ball inside to Beattie. She's killing the match up there, so just keep going to her as much as we possibly can.
Beattie will go to the line to make the bonus. That's 18-16 with the shot to come. And already Woosnam talking to Chris Lucas about what he's seeing out on the court. The first personal foul going against Sherry Smith. Beattie doesn't make the shot. Beard couldn't get it. Phillips comes up with it, goes straight down the court to Woosnam at half court. Then she drives into the perimeter, gives it to Screen for three, and Screen, she loves these rings.
Familiar court for her.
Beard brings it back down the left wing now. Ransford comes up watching her. Oh, she wrongs foot Ransford, but Woosnam gets in there, help her out. Beard has to back her away, kicks it over the right side to Sharp. Into the corner is Bevilacqua, back to Sharp around the perimeter. Inside to Whittle. Whittle has got Beattie on the other elbow, but goes outside to Beard, who puts up a three-point attempt on the buzzer. It lands on the back, on the front of the ring, and then drops inside the time. 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and Phillips is in the paint. Kicks it out to Ransford. Ransford drives baseline, kicks out to Phillips. Phillips to Screen. Screen goes through traffic, and Sharp loses the feet. Out to Phillips, and Phillips nails another three. 21 points apiece. Michelle, you can't get a word in here with the face of this. Beard goes from the elbow. Shot doesn't drop. Whittle and Smith go after it. Whittle seemed to have touched it last.
Adelaide would be happy with the way they've come back out of this break. They were down by three. They're up by one now. I got the right team there.
as V Ramford brings the ball down, goes left side over to screen, over the top, back to Ramford, who drives the left lane, but she has to back away as the pass wasn't clean to her. She tries to take on Ramford on the baseline, gets mugged in the process. Ramford and Bevel Aqua clash, and Woosnam comes up with it. Woosnam kicks it out to Smith again for three. She rattles it in on the buzzer. 25 plays 21, 1 minute left to go in the first term here at the training hall, the AIS Arena / training hall game it'll be remembered as. Beard brings it down the left wing, kicks it to Sharp. Sharp working the perimeter as Abrams looks to come into the game, lobs over the top to Whittle. Whittle in the paint, shot doesn't drop, and Smith will get a second personal foul.
So Whittle really needs to make these two. The Adelaide have come out on a roll, have got on top of the captain, have got the momentum going their way. So if Whittle can knock these two down, even the game up, got 53 seconds on the clock, you know, it's a tied up ball game.
Abrams comes in for Bevel Aqua, who sits down as Whittle's at the line. First shot is all net. Of course, Jenny Whittle, a familiar player to the AIS program as well, albeit a little while ago.
A little longer ago, yes.
Second shot's in the air, it's all net as well. And the Caps are back to a 26-25 ball game as Phillips brings it down with Abrams watching her. Abrams going out of the point shooting guard this year to a bit more of a traditional guard as a screen puts up the shot as she's handed off from Phillips. The rattles out, Beard, spectacular in the air, brings the ball down and carries it down the floor. Abrams doing a good job in this new role, but Beard dumps off to Abrams, who wasn't ready for the cut on the baseline. She's been caught for a travel.
Seen a couple of those tonight where players haven't been ready for the dish from Beard on the penetration.
Phillips brings the ball down the left wing, brings it back to the centre as Abrams watching her now. Goes right side to Sam Woosnam, Beattie in front of her working on the perimeter as Woosnam puts the ball on the floor, kicks it to Phillips on the free throw line. She can't get the shot. She takes on Abrams with the ball on the floor, drives down further in the paint. Abrams' defence is good and Whittle comes up with the air ball, kicks it off to Beard, who brings it down for the Cats. 3-point attempt from downtown on the buzzer. Not quite there. Woosnam from the backcourt puts up an air ball that looked promising from the leaving the hand. And at quarter time, it's 25-23, Adelaide leading the Capitals. And what a position we're in. Leading scorer, Cherie Smith, with 12 points. Those three-pointers she's been knocking down really adding up.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and it's surprising that the Cats haven't done a better job of closing out on her perimeter shots. She's actually been nailing them consistently this season, and particularly in this game, she'd be on a very good shooting percentage, I'd imagine.
But look at these scores here. You've got Smith on 12, 7 points for Jenny Screen, who we know is going to be on limited minutes, and then you have two players, both on three-pointers, in Sam Woosnam and also in Aaron Phillips, so they're not afraid to score from the perimeter. For the Caps, leading scorer at the moment is, of course, I was about to say Alana Beard, but it's not, and I've just got to work out who's playing in 11 on the scoreboard. It's probably Tracy Beattie playing in 11.
Tracy Beattie, I would imagine.
Yep, and Tracy Beattie playing in 11, so we'll just try and even up the scoreboard here as you dissect the quarter.
I think Adelaide would be really pleased with the way they came out of that break. They've taken the ball at the offensive end. They're not being afraid to put the perimeter shot up, which is working for them at this point in the game. At the other end of the floor, the Capitals have really got to continue to go inside. That's where they've had the advantage for the first quarter, and they've got to continue to do that. Defensively, though, too, the Capitals have had a couple of breakdowns in their defensive rotations, which have enabled the Adelaide team to get the open shot. So they'll just have to make sure that they focus a bit more on that in this next quarter and shut down Smith in particular. If someone doesn't step up and at least get a hand on a shot, make it think twice about taking it, then they're going to struggle for the rest of the game.
All right, we're still trying to decipher a few of these players on the scoreboard, but we're almost going to be back to play. In fact, interesting, Kerry Graff using more or all the time she can from this quarter time break as Sharp, Beard, Whittle, Beattie and Abrams return to the floor. Screen, Phillips, Smith, Woosnam and Ranford for the fellas. As we get set for the second quarter, Adelaide to bring the ball in, 25-23, Adelaide leading the Capitals at the training hall.
seems we might have a problem with the clock again, or just a little slow to get it all time. Here we go.
Screen inbounds to the backcourt, gives it off to Phillips. Phillips brings the ball down. And in front of her is Abrams, the 2-13s. Right side is Screen, gets the ball from her, goes back to Phillips now. Bounce pass inside to Woosnam, cutting baseline, and the layup is good.
That was a nice backdoor cut by Sam Woosnam, and Phillips nailed that pass. It was good play.
Abrams now brings it back across the half, working Phillips in front of her, working hard. Lob up to Whittle. Whittle puts it in off the glass, and Whittle moves to 7 points
Another
for the game.
Another well-executed play by the Capitals there.
Check that, 8 points for the game. I will work it out at half time, I think. Ranford now goes over to Woosnam on the perimeter still. Beattie watching her out there that far. So Woosnam drives the lane, layup doesn't fall. Beattie comes up with the ball as it almost wedged in between the hoop and the backboard.
It's a tough ask to go to the bucket against Beattie. Big girl.
It is. Abrams comes down the left wing. Phillips intercepts the pass that was supposed to go to Whittle. And Adelaide looking more settled here as they run the floor. Left wing, it's Ranford. Goes back to the centre to Phillips. Phillips drives down the right lane, kicks out the screen. Sharp watching her. Screen drives baseline. Oh, Whittle getting in the way, but reflected the ball back into play. Ranford comes up with a pass from Screen. And Woosnam hits a big three-pointer from the right-hand side. 27 plays 25. 8 minutes and 38 seconds left to go in the half. Whittle gets the ball back from Beard, works around the perimeter. Abrams inside to Beattie. Beattie in heavy traffic. Hook shot is good.
Beattie's doing a great job in the paint down there. She's really got some composure and she's taking her time and getting good options out there.
Phillips brings it down, gets a good screen from Screen. But Phillips goes from the right side, left side to Woosnam, gets it into Sheree Smith. 18-foot jump shot doesn't drop. Beattie does the rebounding. And it will be the cap four with Beard in motion down the right wing. Jackson's up cheering her on as she's forward, backwards, then gives it off to Sharp for three, all by herself. The shot won't drop. And it's Woosnam to come back for the fellas. Long cut to Screen. Sharp almost fouled her as Screen ends up in the crowd at the baseline.
That was nice transition by Adelaide. Woosnam with a good board and kicks it out to Screen on the lane, in the lane.
Capitals 27, Adelaide 32. They're leading with 7:44 left to go in the half. Sharp passes around Ranford to Beard. Beard goes inside to Whittle. Whittle finds the other tall tower as she was mugged in there. And Beattie, but Beattie can't get the shot to land and she flaps it away. Kelly Abrams comes up with it with a reset shot clock. Back inside to Beard on the left lane. Abrams cuts now down the lane to the baseline. The layup won't drop, but Screen has been called for her first personal foul and that'll send Abrams to the line. Capitals making a number of changes. Wiper and Bevilacqua coming in. Wiper for Whittle, an interesting sub that one. Bevilacqua for Sharp, also coming off Phillips and Smith. Going on was
Melissa Marsh.
Marsh for her first minutes and Willie back on. So it's Bevilacqua now driving backwards, gets to the three-point arc and makes the shot.
Onto the floor, nails the three.
Yeah, she's liking that. 32 plays 30 with 7 minutes left to play in the half. Ranford brings it down. Bevilacqua watching her. Goes to Willie now. Willie still on the perimeter, right side of the key. Goes left side of the key and woos them. Gwiper right on top of her. Knocks the ball loose and it's Abrams who comes up with it. She'll run the floor. She's got options. Pull up jump shot just inside 3-point arc. Gwiper can't go after the rebound. It's a Beard who puts it back in. But Gwiper just couldn't reach it in time and Ranford runs it down. Goes to Screen for a 3-point shot. Running guns the order of the day. Beard comes up with a rebound over the top of William Woosnam. Beard runs it back. What will she do with 6.5 minutes left? She loses a feet, almost a jump ball. She does lose the dribble. Gets it to Beattie and Beattie makes it off the bar.
Great position for Elena Beard there. She's on the floor, has two players around her and she still managed to find the open player under the bucket. Great job.
Well, I think this will be the first time out to Adelaide here with 6 minutes and 27 seconds. The lights flashing on the scoreboard. Adelaide take their first time out here in the first half. And Chris Lucas wants to talk to his girl as it's all tied up once again at 32 points apiece.
That's right. Capitals came out of that last time out with a greater level of defensive intensity and I think that's made a little bit of a difference. You get your defensive intensity up and that'll flow into your offensive game as well. So I think that's an important thing that happened in that last 2 to 3 minutes between the timeout situation.
Leading scorer on the floor, Tracy Beattie with 10 points, and I'm guessing the number 10 on the floor is Jenny Whittle as per scoreboard with 8 points. Then Tali Bevilacqua with 5 and Alana Beard with 7. It's Cherie Smith with 12 points, 9 points to Jenny Screen, 8 points to Sam Woosnam, and 3 to Erin Phillips, who has really been tightened up on by Kelly Abrams, who has been watching her a lot closer, and then she did a good job on Dee Ramsford as well when that sub was made.
Abrams is a good defensive player, and you can pretty well rely on her to do a good job on whoever she matches up out on the floor. Smith hasn't scored since the last break either, so they've sort of, you know, adjusted to her knocking them down to the perimeter and putting them some more pressure.
Phillips subs back in for the fellas as Willie looks to bring the ball in. Full court pressure from the Capitals here with 6.5 minutes left. Abrams makes the steal. She fakes the three-pointer, kicks it over to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua to Gweisa, and Gweisa gives them a little chance in here to make the layup.
Nice play from the Capitals there, very unselfish.
As Phillips brings it back, 34-32, the Caps lead here at the training hall. Phillips tries to spin around Bevilacqua. They both hit the deck, and Bevilacqua was the last one to touch it. I think she just sort of rolled under the ball as it was going over the baseline.
Shot.
34 plays 32, 6 minutes left. Phillips in the front court from the baseline. Inbounds to Screen. Oh, Beard. Mug Screen with the help of Bevilacqua and runs off with the ball. It was a legal mugging that time as she cuts into the paint. Her layup doesn't drop. She hits the deck. But I think it'll be Willie's first foul. 15 is the call.
Yep. Beard did a great job in trapping on that baseline there with Bevilacqua. Took the ball, pushed it down the floor, drove hard at the basket, took it to the players, gets the rewards, go to the line. She's got to nail them now.
Wonder if Erin Lorenzini is going to come in tonight. Not on the scoreboard at the moment. First shot from Beard is a miss. Beard at the line. Second shot's in the air now. It was all net from the moment I left the hand. A lot more concentration as the Caps keep the full court pressure. Gweisa and Bevilacqua keeping on Phillips. She goes across the trap though, gets it to Woosnam, kicks it left side to Screen, who drives Beard, and Screen and Beard with Bevilacqua getting, Abrams getting mixed up in the equation, and it will be a blocking foul on Alana Beard, so her second personal.
It's a good aggressive drive by Screen on the baseline there.
Timeout called by Kerry Graff with 5:41 left to go in the half. And it will be, refs here just doing a bit of floor sweeping, as perhaps the floor sweepers didn't make it down to the training hall after this,
maybe they're
interesting
in the
time
delight.
Maybe
get through.
Claire Stevenson doing a great job there with the towel, looking for some floor wipers. Timeout's called by Terry Graff, her first time out of the half. 35-32, the Caps coming back here in the shell in this quarter.
I felt they really did come out of that timeout situation and with their defensive intensity, looked to go aggressively at the offensive end of the floor, and that's what got them back into the game. Making Smith, I mean, they haven't given her any open shots either, so that's, you know, that's a reasonable player, but you really shouldn't be, you know, scoring 12 points in the first quarter of a WNBL game.
And it's now Feedy and also Beard on 10 points for the Capitals so far, both in double figures. That's a good sign seeing Tracy Beattie up that high. Inbound ball from Screen to Phillips. Bevilacqua was watching her. Gweisa still on the floor, and she is watching Smith. As Smith drives the left lane, gives it off to Willie for a three-point dunk. And, well, three-point shot, long-range two, it was called. So 35-34 as they continue to climb back. Whittle from the three-point arc, shot runs out. Bevilacqua gave her the ball that time. She put up the shot, didn't fall, and it was, in fact, I've missed Melissa Marsh there a couple of times. I do apologise because Marsh has gone back out on the floor. And Marsh that time tried to put a shot up, didn't fall, and the Caps will get it back from the baseline. 5 minutes left in the first half, 35 plays 34, as Abrams goes right side to Bevel Aqua. Bevel Aqua kicks it off to Beard. Beard, left, right, Jinx, screen, watching her, puts up an air ball, and it will bounce over the baseline. First time Alana Beard's played at the AS Training Hall.
That's true.
And probably the first time she's played two games in the, or two different grounds on the one night. As Phillips, I would say she's used to double headers, no, it's not double venues. Willie in the paint, puts up the shot, doesn't fall down. Beattie and Screen, Beattie and Marsh, those two ponytails are throwing me off, the blonde ponytails. Although I should say that Marsh's is a lot longer than Screen's. I should be able to pick that up. Bevel Aqua gets the inbound ball and comes up. Erin Phillips just letting her get to the half. Still just letting her back. She here works into a trap, and Bevel Aqua nails the three. She has brought it down, got Phillips into a trap on Whittle, and then nailed it.
She's tough to match up on Bevel Aqua because she can nail the three, but she's great on the penetration. This was picked up. Neil, the ball for Beard.
Bevel Aqua goes down as Marsh took her position early. Beard puts the shot up in the paint, and it will drop. I didn't see the foul because I was watching Bevel Aqua limping back to her leg.
Take your pick. There were three of them who mugged her basically on that one. She did a great job of going hard to the basket, used her body well, and went up strong, made the basket, and she'll go the line as well.
All right, I'm off the hook now. Marsh sits down and Ramford comes back in as the foul will go on number 15?
No,
number 9. So the foul is going to go on to
Jenny Screen.
So Screen will pick up her second personal foul as Beard goes to the line again. And shot is good. So she makes the shot. Beard subs in for, Sharp subs in for Beard. 40-34, and this is back to the script that Kerry Graff had down at the arena. Inbound ball, Ramford just has to double take on it over the top to Smith. Smith still with Abrams watching her, gets over the half in time, goes back to Ramford in the AIS symbol. She drives down the right lane, layoff, bounce pass over to Willie, who puts up an air ball, lands in Smith's hand. She kicks it back to Ramford. Ramford can't get it, and Greiker immediately getting on the rebound, kicks it in front of Abrams, and Abrams sets up on the left side, goes to the top of the arc, and Whittle. Whittle hands off to Bevel Aqua, back left side to Abrams, now baseline is Greiker. Greiker goes right side to Sharp, back to Abrams, thinks about the three-point attempt, then hands off to Bevel Aqua, inside to Whittle. As the count runs down, the shot doesn't fall, Screen is going to fall over the, she fell over the baseline with the ball, but they're saying Sharp touched it.
Hold it off Sharp's hand.
All right, it's Ramford who will bring the ball back. 3:20 left to go in the half. Ramford dribbles down to the left wing. Bevel Aqua watching her. Screen goes to the top of the arc. Willie on the right side has Whittle. Drives into the paint, jumps over Whittle and makes the shot.
Lean back on that jump shot. It's nice executed.
Abrams sets up left wing, goes back to the centre to Whittle, right side to Bevel Aqua. Bevel Aqua just taking her time, opens up for Sharp on the right elbow. Her shot just won't go in, and Phillips and Ramford raffles it out as Phillips will bring it back down the floor. Oh, Willie has taken a tumble, and we've got a whistle on the play. Number 15, that's Willie, and that will be the 15th foul against the Adelaide Lightning. So an interesting, the blocking foul.
Well, it was an offensive. They were in possession, so therefore it was an offensive foul, so they don't get the shots on this play, they'll get them on the next play.
Sharp, she loses the ball as Woosnam subs in now, kicks the ball in front of Phillips, but Abrams runs it down and the turnover is affected back again. So it's right side, Bevel Aqua kicks it out to Sharp, they're leaving Sharp alone on the perimeter as she starts to hit him. Oh, Whittle has Beard out jumper for a rebound. Unfortunately, they get in each other's way. Ramford takes it at the other end, and Beard's going to be called for a pushing foul as Ramford eventually drives baseline, makes the layup, but the points won't count. As timeout called by the Capitals, and it is Adelaide looking a lot more composed now in offence.
They are, and I think from the Canberra perspective as well, one of the things that happened is that they've taken out the two bigs out of the game. They've only run with one big in that rotation. Early in the game, that was creating a lot of opportunity for Tracy Beattie at the offensive end, which has gone, and we aren't getting the number of scores that we were getting, and we aren't getting those shots inside the paint that we were getting earlier in the game. So, you know, I think Harry might be thinking about whether she goes to is too big. The balance you've got to make here is that they've got to back up tomorrow, so you've got to rest the players to make sure that they're able to play tomorrow. Against the Flames, it's another tough outing for them. Adelaide are at a bit of advantage. The AIS this year are not as strong as they have been in previous years. So Adelaide are backing up against the AIS. They're not as strong as they have been in previous years, so they can afford to put a little more into tonight's game and not have to worry about resting players so much.
At halftime, we might try and get Jeff Tripp along to explain some of the shenanigans that's gone on over here. I don't know if you're still required on the floor there, Michelle.
No, certainly
I go with the halftime frivolities that they had planned down at the arena, but still a great crowd here. In fact, the rafter at the back of the training hall is still full as we come out from the timeout. Ramford inbound the ball for the Adelaide Phillips. 40 plays, 36 the Caps leading as she goes across to Phillips. Phillips watched by Bevel Aqua. Willie giving a good screen. Phillips for three, all net. That never looked like it was going to miss.
Poetry in motion, very nice.
As the Caps bring the ball back with Bevel Aqua. Bevel Aqua, bounce pass across to Sharp. Sharp kicks it hard inside to Whittle. Outside to Abrams for three. Oh, rattles in and out. Willie does the rebounding. She gets isolated a little bit by Whittle and Beard, but is able to get it to Phillips. Phillips, long kick pass over to Ranford, but it doesn't drop either. Beard gets the rebound. Abrams brings the ball down the floor. Bevel Aqua's calling for it so she can set up the play. Goes right side to Sharp, looking for options. In the corner is Abrams. Lobs over the top to Whittle. Back outside. Beard all by herself. She had a day to set that three. Doesn't drop, but Whittle gets an uncontested rebound. She puts it back in. 42 plays 38 as Woosnam bounce pass over to Willie. Willie drives baseline on Whittle. Whittle blocks the shot, but the foul has been called and that'll send Willie to the line.
She's called a body foul there on Jenny. She had the hands are up nice and straight. Lean into her a little bit on that one.
Oh, interesting. Chris Lucas is going to take the timeout and ice his own shooter. So as Tracy Beattie comes back into the roster for Eleanor Sharp, we have a timeout at the training hall with a minute 18 seconds left to go in the first half. The Caps lead the Adelaide Phillips 42 plays 38. Your thoughts about Chris Lucas's ideas here in this timeout? Still, what, three plays with a minute 18 left?
Yeah, I think Chris would be just saying, girls, just stick to what we're doing. I mean, they're doing a pretty good job, particularly on the defensive boards at the moment. The Caps aren't getting the offensive rebounds that they were previously. At the offensive end of the floor, they just need to look after the ball a little bit better. They're starting to just make some poor feeds into players, okay, and the Caps defense is contributing to that because they've picked up their pressure. So Chris would probably be just talking to the girls about, you know, keep the composure, but get out and run a bit more against the Caps whenever they can. You know, you've got Whittle and Beattie, who aren't particularly quick up the floor, so if you can get an advantage in the running game, they should be looking to exploit that.
Still leading scorer on the floor. Well, no, taking the leading scoring now is Alana Beard. She is out there on 13 points, but the great sign is Whittle and Beattie both on 10 points apiece, so that's a good situation that they're in. As
Caps have come back into the floor with the two bigs. I think that'll work for them again. It gives some real difficulties defensively to the Adelaide lineup.
Woosnam screen, Phillips, Willie makes the first of the two, and Smith are on the floor for the Fellas. As Willie puts the second one up, that never looked like it was going to miss. And we're back to 42-40, two-point ball game. Minute 16 left to go on the clock. Abrams down the left wing, inside to Beattie. Beattie on the left lane, goes outside to Bevel Aqua. Bevel Aqua sets up, 14, 13 seconds left. Hands off to Beard, so Beard now at the point. Beattie sets the screen as Beard, well, Woosnam gets into position to not let her take the three-point shot. She has to go over to Kelly Abrams, and Abrams' shot just rattles off the back of the iron. Woosnam comes up with it down the right side. Bounce pass into Willie. Over, kick out to screen. Screen drives into the paint. Beattie watching it. Goes back to Woosnam. Back to screen. Right, left. Then screen. Three-point shot. Rattles out. Then Bevel Aqua comes up with the rebound. Right side. Beard takes the ball down the wing. Back to Whittle. Whittle hands off to Bevel Aqua at point. Now they switch as Beard takes the ball, puts it on the ground, goes left side around the perimeter, gets back to Whittle, Whittle back to Beard. Beard just gets inside the three-point arc and nails a long-range two.
just think by having the two bigs on the floor, it creates the opportunities for the girls on the perimeter, because the defence sags in much further and they have to protect the interior.
Smith keeps the ball on the ground. Beville Aquarium Beard getting to seal it away, but Screen takes the back shot, is on its way, rattles out to the side, and at half time, the Canberra Transact Capitals lead the Adelaide Villas 44-40 as they take the halftime break. Now, I'm not sure how long the halftime break will be. I think Mark Cartwright wants to get in there to explain explain what's going on. But halftime, an interesting position here at the AIS training hall, as the Caps have the lead, Michelle, but it's not a convincing lead. The fellas definitely in this game.
That's right. The Caps will be pleased going into half 4 points up. You know, they came out of that long break when we had to change venues and went straight into it, went down by four, I think, as well. So really, you know, they turned the game around back to their favour. But they're not convincing. Adelaide's the type of team that at any point could well just come out blazing, and they continue to knock the ball down from the perimeter like they have, then the Capitals will really have to make sure that they put them under pressure there.
Yes, well, we've got Jeff Tripp heading over this way, and we might see if we can have a few words with Jeff Tripp as, operations manager of the Price Attacks WNBL, one of the, strangest situations I think you've ever had to manage.
I'd definitely say it's definitely a first for the league, where we've had a definitely evacuated venue during the first quarter of the game.
It is quite amazing, but a sensible decision. The game has to be played in the scheme of things, because splits and everything like that are determined on these results. So a draw is just not even, you don't even have a column for it.
No, we don't. No, there is no draw in basketball, and we have to take into consideration that both teams have got games tomorrow. So the decision to allow the games to be played, even though it's a little bit late, we've got plenty of fans that have stayed here, but the Capitals have to travel to Sydney tomorrow to play Sydney Uni Flames. And the Adelaide Fellows play the Institute Girls tomorrow. So both teams have still got games to play. It's an exciting game, only 4 points in it, so it's all pretty good.
The logistics of doing something like this, I would imagine both teams do everything in their power to get the game restarted as quickly as possible.
Definitely so. I mean, unfortunately, we had to wait for a decision to be made by the fire warden and also the venue man from the AIS Arena if we're allowed to go back into the venue. And unfortunately, the call was not in our favour. So we had to make the decision to come to the AIS training halls instead.
A credit to the AIS facilities team that, all right, dropped the ball maybe in the other arena, but they were able to set this up and make it playable in such a short period of time.
Definitely. It's fantastic. All the staff on here have been really, really helpful. And, the doors were open and fans came in and the game started reasonably fairly quickly. So, yes, it is good.
I guess when you have to debug a season, how do you debug something like this? And contingencies, as we said, they're playing at the AIS Arena. We have the AIS Training Hall. I guess we have Belconnen and Basketball Stadium, Southern Cross Stadium. What do you do if you're in another city? I guess there's a lot of venues there, but access to them is the critical thing.
Yeah, definitely the access is a major issue, and there are a number of things that we do need to take into consideration. We do have a contingency plans in place. Each venue has a games commissioner who's the official representative of the league. If they're not confident enough to make a decision in relation to will the game just be delayed, they give the WNBL a call and we sort of assist them out. And generally there is a venue which is reasonably close by. For worst case scenario, we do move to another venue, which is the case that's happened tonight. And
the Price Attack WNBL, on a more positive note, has been going from strength to strength, and I think highlighted by the fact that the Capitals were able to bring in a WNBA All-Star for a cameo appearance, just showing that people want to come to Australia to play, and these people that want to do it are the best in their craft.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Alana Beard, she's just a legend. She's a fantastic athlete to watch, and I'm positive all the fans that have stayed here tonight are mainly here to see her play. She's just amazing, and she's definitely the best US import that's ever played in the WNBL. And I know that the WNBA have been following her, and the WNBA website's been talking about the WNBL as well, so it has been fantastic.
We've heard about a lot of ideas on growing basketball in Australia, and we've seen new teams coming into the Phillips Championship for seasons coming up. what are you looking at for the price tag WNBL? Because it is very stable at the moment, but stable isn't necessarily a good thing in the long-term interest of basketball in Australia.
Oh, very true. I mean, it'd be great to see if we could have another one or two teams in the league. You know, a 10-team competition just makes it that little bit more exciting. But, you know, it does come down to a cost. It's not cheap to play in the sport. But, you know, if we were able to get another team, it'd be great to probably get another team out of Queensland or possibly out of New South Wales.
All right. Well, Jeff, it's an amazing night. I know we spoke off air and you said, I've come to Canberra for one game this season and you picked a doozy.
Oh, I definitely have. And, I mean, yeah, just hats off to the Capital staff. They've done a fantastic job. I'm really pleased to see that the fans have stayed to watch a great game. As I said, it's only 4 points in it, and that's probably a little bit too close to call who's going to win this game at the end.
Yeah, well, as hot as it was in the lights, it was certainly been hot on the floor.
Oh,
Jeff,
definitely.
All the best with the run-up to Christmas and, of course, into what should be a fantastic final series. And I know you're working on some big things for the final series here in the Price Attack Championship.
Definitely are, and thank you very much. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in.
Well, as we get set to look at the second half, Michelle, you have the stats in front of you, and it's the Tolls that have got a lot of the credit for the Caps lead here at the moment, but it's only 4 points.
It isn't only a 4 point lead, but yeah, the Big Bills have been doing a great job at the offensive end of the floor. They've been really converting the opportunities that have been coming their way. It's creating all sorts of problems for Adelaide defensively. We knew that would be the case with Summit and out. But, you know, it's going to be a tight second half, I think. But Adelaide girls are doing a great job and just sticking at it.
Yes, and, well, interestingly enough, the AIS girls are taking up residence on their home bench, which is where the Adelaide fellas are tonight. So they've all spent most of half time having a seat down there where they will be sitting, and hopefully they'll be in the same position tomorrow afternoon with a 4 point lead over the Adelaide Tellers. The Capitals they are making their way down the tunnel now to head out onto the AIS training hall floor. This is sportradio.com.au and KIXFM making way with KI, our coverage of the Price Attack WNBL. What a game it has been so far, because we've talked about the interruptions and everything else, but this has been a hot game on the floor with two teams that are very competitive.
It has. It's been a tight contest the whole way through, and the girls are playing with a lot of persistence and a lot of determination. It's been quite physical as well. So it's been a good game to watch. It's been a couple of incidents where you'd have to think that the refereeing could have been improved, but it's always the game.
Tell you what, big time by big time spent on the floor too for Kylie Weiser. When you look at her 4.5 minutes, that is big numbers for a half, and she's done a great job working down in it. Well, we know she's a defensive player, but she's also done some good work in offense.
Yeah, she is. Kylie's contributed well in the 4.5 minutes that she's been on the floor, and I think Carrie's in a position now. She loses Beard after this round, and Kelly Hannett is off to Europe, so she'll be losing her. Jackson's probably not, who knows when Jackson will be back really, sometime next year, so she needs to get players out on the floor and get them exposed to the league.
Second half underway, screen goes into Woosnam. Woosnam back to screen. Oh, cross court pass to Willie, looking for a 3-point shot to Smith, back to Willie, who puts up the 3-point air ball in the end, and Bevel Aqua will pull it down on the baseline. Bevel Aqua, Beattie, Whittle, Abrams and Beard. Beard cutting baseline as Bevel Aqua pulls back out of a drive. Phillips watching her with screen, Smith, Woosnam and Willie on the floor. So back to starting lineups as drive down the right side. It's Beard, kicks it back to Whittle. Whittle goes to Abrams, who drives the baseline at the low post. She makes the jump shot and it's out to a 6-point lead.
Nice poise by Abson. She got the girl on the floor and just shot.
Woosnam now gets the ball from Phillips, drives the right lane, then goes back to Smith, over the top to Woosnam. Woosnam on the baseline, drives past Whittle, but Whittle manages to have the big reach in there, deflects the shot over to Beattie, and Beattie eventually passes off to Bevel Aqua, who has Phillips putting an arm in there, knocking the ball loose. Bevel Aqua comes back, gives it to Abrams over the half, then back to Bevel Aqua, who keeps the ball alive on the floor. Drives past, and she gets a good screen on Phillips from Beattie, but the drive is out of control, and Bevel Aqua just playing it up with the crowd on the baseline there as she takes the seat.
Yeah, just lost the handle on that one.
Phillips takes the ball from Smith and Abrams watching her. The 2.13s have had a great personal battle. Right side Smith, and a Beard has been pinged for a reach-in as Alana Beard will get her third personal foul. So Kerry Graff might be missing her for a bit more than the remaining games of the season. She might have to have a sit down here for a while in the second half.
Yeah, Alana's smart enough, though, and she's experienced enough to be able to play with fouls. So, you know, give her a couple of minutes here and put her back in. She's not doing anything for you on the bench either, so you've got to make that call sometimes.
Willie turning around in the paint, shot over Beatty is good. 46 plays 42 as Abrams brings it down the right wing. Screens in front of her, goes over the top to Beatty, back to Whittle for three, rattles off the iron. Sharp reaches in trying to tap it away from Smith, but it only goes as far as screen. Screen to Woosnam, Woosnam kicks it over to Willie. Willie gets around Beatty, Beatty blocks the shot from behind.
That was a nice move by Willie. Shot fake, got her in the air, Burner on the baseline. Unfortunately, Tracy's so big she was able to block the shot from behind.
Jennifer Screen looking to inbound the ball now as Phillips gets free from Abrams. Ball on the floor as she gets inside the perimeter. Has to lose the dribble, tries to go inside to Willie. And Bevel Aqua, I think, has managed to just upset Willie enough that the ball goes over the baseline, but it was touched by Bevel Aqua. So Phillips to bring it in. Phillips to Woosnam, Woosnam just backs away, then drives in the paint, drives a hook shot around Tracy Beatty, and Beatty just blocks it with, well, with abandon, and hands off to Whittle, who gives to Bevel Aqua. You wouldn't like to be watching that as a coach, would you, Michelle? Bevel Aqua goes left side to Sharp, lobs over the top to Beatty, and that's blocked the tall 2 points in the back.
Right, and the offensive cutting action by the Capitals actually creates that opportunity for Tracy down there.
Screen gets the ball from Phillips. Phillips drives on to the baseline. Screen gives it back to Phillips, but Phillips can't work through the tall timber, and Screen is, well, the shot didn't fall. It's 48-42, but Screen just getting her third personal foul now, so she'll almost walk straight off the court. No, she doesn't. Now they call for a timeout to Chris Lucas. So obviously Coach Lucas not happy that Screen giving away that foul there. It was in the back court as they were, the Caps were bringing the ball forward.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got to contest the ball as well, so sometimes that's never happened. I think Chris is probably more concerned by the fact that they haven't been able to put any dent into the Capitals' lead at this point in time. Might be thinking about changing up what they're doing defensively and I hope that they can disrupt the Capitals' offensive set. You know, let's see what can happen. If Screeny gets into foul trouble, it's going to create some problems for him in terms of his rotation.
He hasn't gone deep.
You know, I don't know much about the players that he does have sitting on the bench, but he has to be thinking about these girls who have to back up again tomorrow. And whilst the AIS, as we said before, are not as strong as they've been in previous seasons, on any given night, those kids will come out and they will play, and they will play well. So, you know, you've got to be thinking about tomorrow as well.
All right, there's Phillips, Woosnam, Screen, Smith and Willie return to the floor for the Adelaide Fellas. It is Sharp, Beatty, Abrams, Bevel Aqua and Whittle. And it's interesting because Coach Graff, you know, we're saying that Coach Lucas isn't going deep. Graffy hasn't gone too deep. Quieter with the 4 minutes is a bit of a surprise. But it's the Caps with the ball. Abrams bringing it down the left wing. Screen watching her. Lobs over the top to Whittle. Whittle goes back out to Bevel Aqua. Back into Whittle in the paint. 3 seconds. Must be getting close. Whittle puts up the shot. And Beatty and Sharp try to keep it alive on the baseline. Smith has got it. But she's been, well, tapped by Beatty in the play. And it's going to have the foul. First personal foul on Tracy Beatty.
Yeah, I guess the Capitals players are probably used to playing a lot of minutes. Graffy is renowned for not playing her bench very much. Renowned.
It goes right side over to Woosnam. On Woosnam, Pat Phillips run away from her. She drives down the right lane, pulls up at the right elbow, goes back to Willie, who drives down the paint. Bevel Aqua just takes it off her with ease. And Bevel Aqua will carry the ball back right side to Sharp. Sharp to Beatty on the right elbow, out to Whittle. Whittle to Bevel Aqua, working the perimeter on the left side. Bevel Aqua puts the ball on the ground. Ramphert's there, goes out to Abrams inside to Beattie, and the foul will be called on Willie. That'll be her third personal as well. So Tammy Willie in trouble as well as far as Adelaide are concerned, and she is the real call in the sides.
Right, that'll create some real problems for the Adelaide team.
Bevel Ackroyd gets the inbound pass on the left wing, goes over the top to Whittle on the left lane. Whittle backs into the paint, hook shot is short, and Willie's gone for a fourth personal foul.
Danger sign for Adelaide now. I don't think Lucas has got a choice but to take Willie out of the game at this point. That's going to create some real difficulties on the defensive matchups. And you've noticed in the last couple of minutes that Adelaide have become really physical on the big girls down in the paint and are actually trying to physically move them out of position rather than trying to anticipate.
Whittle's at the line, shooting two. First shot is good. Rattles it in off the back of the iron. Kylie Gwyth is going to come back in for some minutes here. As Whittle goes for the second, and it's all met as well. 49 plays 42, so it hasn't been a high-scoring quarter, but it's been some very interesting basketball. Beattie sits down for Gwyther.
Yeah, Beattie's been doing a great job. If Kylie can come in and give her a couple of minutes break and then get Beattie back in out onto the floor, then that's exactly what the Caps want their bench players to do.
Phillips and Abrams going at it, and Abrams has lost the battle this time. She had her elbow up. Phillips drove in at the same time, and because it was an elbow sort of around the face, I think the refs have reacted, and the foul is the first one for Kelly Abrams. Phillips gets the impound pass from Ransford. Screen came in for Willie. Goes back to Phillips, who has an insanity to set the three, but it rattles off the iron. Goes to Smith. Smith hands it off to Phillips, who is charging into the paint. Her layup doesn't go, but as Whittle gives it off to Abrams, Abrams kicks it in. Screen intercepts and gives it to Ransford to set the play. Ransford now setting up. Goes left side to Woosnam. Whittle just standing back a little bit on her. Goes right side to Screen, then off to Phillips. Phillips, well in the floor. Gets to Abrams off her feet. Goes to Screen. Screen opens up at the elbow. Kicks it out to Ransford. Ransford, long range. Two on the buzzer. Is good. 50 plays 44. 5:30 left to go in the third term. Michelle, it's an interesting one.
It is, and the Capitals have got to get a score this time. It's really starting to get physical out there. The girls are starting to get frustrated and to make silly plays. And
well, Steve Ransford, she was pulling her face there. She knew she'd done the wrong thing, but she thought she... Well, of course she thought she was going to get away with it too. And, well, Screen sits down as Marsh comes back in. And it will be Caps ball from the baseline. Now, that was just impeding a runner, wasn't it, on Sharp?
Yes.
Sharp gets the ball, lobs over the top on the right lane, gives it to Whittle. Whittle gives it back to Sharp as she was in motion, and that's what Sharp does best. Hard cut to the basket.
Eleanor's had a fairly quiet game tonight. I understand she's carrying a little bit of an injury, or she hasn't been well, but she's been a little bit quiet on the floor tonight.
Tilt's got away from Sharp as she gets the ball now, goes off to Ramford. Ramford puts up a three-point attempt. Sharp has been called for the foul as she went to the ground on Phillips, and I think Phillips will go to the... Well, I can't see Phillips going to the line there. She didn't have possession of the ball. And Sharpie's saying she was pulled to the ground. Bevel Ackroyd is indicating the same. Ramford will inbound it from the baseline. 52 plays 44 as it goes into Smith and off to Woosnam, who's called all the travel as she got into motion there to cut at the basket.
And lifted her pivot foot before she put the ball to the floor.
Abrams brings it in now to Bevilacqua as we get down to 4:50 left to go in the third term. Bevilacqua trying to outrun Phillips. Phillips working in front of Bevilacqua, bounce passes off to Abrams. Abrams goes into Sharp at the left elbow, and Sharp this time's got caught for too many steps.
Right call by the referee then. Alana Beard's coming back into the game for Kelly Abrams.
Yeah, the crowd likes to see Beard back on the floor. Her last chance, unless you're going to drive to Sydney to see Alana Beard. But you can come back to the training hall tomorrow to see the fellas up against the AIS, which should be an interesting matchup to say the least. Ransford gets the ball off Phillips, goes down to the left lane. Tree Smith there, and she manages to bank it in heavy traffic.
Too close to the ring there for us. She's used to nail them from the three, but rolled in for us, and that was the outcome.
Bevel Ackward down the left wing, takes on Phillips, and Bevel Ackward's been called for Oh no, Phillips was being called for the foul. She wasn't in position when Bevel Aqua went at her. Bevel Aqua was cunning there because she had the dribble going, and just as soon as she saw Phillips unload, that's when she went at her.
Absolutely, and that's what you try and teach your players with the ball in their hands, is to read the defence, get them on the back foot, and take it back at them.
Whittle sits down as Gwaitha comes back in, Beattie comes back in for Whittle. Yeah. How did I miss that? Bevel Aqua at the free throw line makes the first, and the second goes in. 53 plays 46, so she didn't make the first, my apologies. 8 points for Bevel Aqua for the game, as Phillips has the ball in hand in offense. Phillips goes left side, still holding onto the ball, goes to Ransford, has gone back to the point with Beard watching her. Woosom tries to set the screen. Woosom rolls off the screen. She was by herself for a moment, then just tries a layup from the front. It rolls in, and it's any way you can get them at the moment for the fellas who can't find a way to the basket convincingly.
It's a nice finish by Sadman.
Yeah, 53-248, a real shooter's roll that one. Sharp goes to Beard on the perimeter, but Phillips. Big leap from Phillips. She's got some athleticism, that girl. Marsh gets up, pull-up jump shot from 15 feet, rattles off the iron onto the backboard and down into the hands of Tracy Beattie. Bevel Aqua will carry the ball back for the Capitals.
I'd imagine they'd be trying to isolate Beard here, and it's big.
Well, Beard is going to be called for the foul. Holding foul on Alana Beard. That's her fourth personal foul. Alana Beard is not happy. Kerry Graff calls a timeout. 53 plays to 48. And Beard now on a nice edge. And she had a word with the ref at the same time. So he's walking over now, I think, just to have a water. That's going into the official bench.
I think the Capitals have got to be careful here. Adelaide's actually getting quite physical on their defensive end. They're bumping cutters, they're taking away the cutting lanes all the time, and they're holding a little bit as well. But, you know, the Capitals have got to play smart against that. You can't retaliate, because that's what the referees will see. So they've just got to be smart, play through that, get some good screen action happening, so that they're not getting the opportunity to actually nail people on the cut action.
Well, 53-48, Adelaide certainly still in this game. Now remember, the last time these two teams played, it was double overtime.
That's right.
53-48, it's a long night already, Michelle.
That's
for overtime pay here. as the clock now...
Nothing makes what, right?
20 minutes past 10 here on a Saturday night in the nation's capital. We're at the AIS training hall, and it is the Capitals versus the fellas. And the Capitals leading 53-48. Beard's leading scorer on the floor with 15 points. 12 points apiece to Beattie and also to Whittle, with 14 points to Cherie Smith and 10 points to Sam Woosnam. At the line is Dee Ransford. Kelly Hannett looking for her first minutes of the game as Dee Ransford makes the shot. And I think a tech foul's gone here because Sam Woosnam's lining up to get the ball back.
I think they called it an intentional foul, so therefore they get possession as well.
All right, so Ransford makes both of the free throws, 53-50, and Hannett comes in for her last game in Canberra for a little while anyway. Woosnam inbounds to the backcourt to Ransford. Ransford goes left side to Phillips. Phillips got Abrams in front of her, goes right side to Phillips, goes right side to Ransford. Ransford pull up at the free throw line, shot is off the front of the iron. Beattie does the rebounding.
Beattie's filling a lot of boards tonight as well, so she must have close to double figures on the rebound stat as well.
Abrams carries the ball for the Capitals. She drives all the way and the shot will count.
By Kelly Abrams. Kept her balance, took a big bump from the player down there as he goes through the shot, maintained balance and finished it off.
Melissa Marsh getting her first personal foul. When I saw the hand going up there, I was thinking it was 9 fingers, but it was only the 8. Abrams makes it a 3-point play. They're out to a 56-50. And Kerry Graff is just checking on how many timeouts she's got left to go into the stretch. Ransford gets the ball back at the top of the arc, goes to Smith. Smith drives the baseline, goes through past Beattie. That was tough play.
That was a tough finish by her then. She really Abrams got a body in position to protect the ball and got the shot over the top of the big hand.
Abrams goes inside to Beattie, Beattie out to Whittle. Whittle likes playing on the perimeter. She goes back into Sharp. Oh, Sharp, fine. Beattie, and Aaron Phillips just smacked on the head. She's like one of those Benny Hill gets it there. Benny Hill would cut that short, bald fella on the head then.
I'm too young for Benny Hill, Craig.
Anyway, it's one of those comedy sketches that we'll see. Tracy Beattie go back to the line to make the bonus, and Adelaide letting the Caps get away here late in the third term. Beattie. Well, she's gone with two hands, it's up short, and Woosnam's going to let it fall over the baseline so they can set the play. 2 minutes 29 as Jennifer Screen comes back in for Melissa Marsh. Tell you what, separated at birth, those two. They look very much alike, but two very different games.
They are.
Branford brings the ball down, Hannett watching her, goes left side over to Screen with Abrams on the in front. Then back to Ranford as they work the perimeter around the right side to Smith. Smith just comes inside and from 15 feet knocks it down. 58 plays 54.
Adelaide would be hoping that she finds her shooting touch again. She did a good job in the first quarter.
Abrams gets a pass into Whittle. There was kicks on the Whittle, so Whittle was turning in the paint. She puts the shot in. 60 plays 54, a minute 55 left to go in the third quarter. Caps leading by six. Phillips sets up, goes right side to Woosnam. She's got Smith in the corner, got Screen and Ranford in motion now. Ranford goes back to the point as Woosnam gets the ball hand off. Woosnam goes to the corner where Smith was. Woosnam doesn't take him on the baseline, comes out, gives it to Screen for three. The shot was short. Screen goes back in, gets it herself and takes it in off the glass.
That was a bad miss out on the block out by Eleanor Sharp then. That's just a fundamental and she really should have nailed her on that box out.
Abrams lost the dribble as she came over the half, had to kick it off to Beattie, gets it back from her now, goes inside to Whittle. Whittle gets mugged by Screen. No call. Hannah gets in there and Sharp will lay it in off the glass. The crowd wanted the foul call that time, but it wasn't coming. Screen gets it back to Woosnam. Woosnam thought about the three, takes on Beattie, and Beattie has been called for the foul. Kerry Graff's up in arms, but it's not going to change the decision.
I think Kerry's point was that the referee on the baseline didn't call the foul, but the guy out here on the perimeter did, and she's questioning whether he was in position to actually do that or not.
Well, it looked like there was a call for subs there, but I didn't see anyone come in as Woosnam will go to the line. 62 plays 56, and Tracy Beattie has now two personal fouls. Evelacqua had been called for the sub just as Woosnam put up the first shot. So a bit of confusion. Bevelacqua ran out onto the floor then. Chris Lucas was up saying six on the floor. Abrams was heading off.
Technical foul could have been called there, so Capitals get a good outcome out of that.
Woosnam makes the shot and we'll have the sub now. Hannett comes off. Okay. Hannett comes off for Bevelacqua. And Abrams will receive the ball from Whittle. Bit of a comedy of errors there, but it's 62 plays 57, under a minute left to go in the third term. Bevelak was in the left corner, goes around the perimeter through Abrams, onto Sharp. Sharp drives down the left lane, now goes to Beattie, back to Sharp, out to Bevelakwa. Beattie takes up position in the key, so it's going to be Bevelakwa who drives to Whittle, and Whittle will make the basket.
It's just fantastic penetration, great dish under pressure so that they have to find the open player.
Branford now brings the ball over the half. 64 plays 57, 28 seconds left to go in the third term as Woosnam, wrong foot Speedy, pull-up jump shot from the baseline is good.
Possibly a little lucky to make that shot, good coming out of the hand.
Bevelacqua drives down the left wing, 13 seconds left to go in the term, gives it to Abrams. Abrams, will she think about a three? Yes, she does, from downtown, doesn't go in, and Erin Phillips kicks it long to Screen. Screen's mugged by Abrams, but it goes back, bounce pass to Woosnam, isn't in time, the shot doesn't count, and Bevelacqua is on the floor as they go into the break. She's blinking again, but that is Bevelacqua's way, it's all or nothing. Well, Chris Lucas said the head of the game that they would play all or nothing no matter what was happening tomorrow night. He didn't realise we'd have the event of tonight when he said that to me.
Adelaide. Yeah, look, Adelaide are hanging in there tough. They're 5 points down, but they're doing a reasonable job. So the Capitals have to be very careful that they keep the pressure up at the defensive end of the floor and at the offensive end of the floor, that they keep looking to make the most of their size inside, which has really been what has hurt Adelaide this season.
Well, the Capitals at the moment, leading scorer by one is Whittle over Lana Beard. Whittle on 16 points, Beard on 15, then it's Beattie on 14, back then to 6 points for, well, 8 points for Bevel Aqua, 6 points for 6 points for Eleanor Sharp, 5 points for Kelly Abrams. For the Adelaide Fellas, it is the 18 points to Cherie Smith, leading scorers there. Mish, what other stats do you have there? 13 points?
13 for Samantha Woosnam, and we've got Tammy Willis with 8, but of course she's sitting on 4 fouls as well, so how much she'll contribute in the next half will be a bit of a problem. The on the rebounding situation, you can see the Capitals are out rebounding the Adelaide Fellas. I'm going to call them the Lightning.
Not hard to do.
But interestingly, the turnover counts the same. So, you know, there's no sort of advantage there at this point in time.
Big difference here in block shots and steals. 7 block shots, the Capitals to 1 for the Fellas. No surprise for the height of
that.
But steals, 5-1. Adelaide's got some very quick guards in there that normally back themselves for a couple of steals.
Yeah, but, that's true, they do, but at the same hand time, you've got some very experienced guards in the lineup for the Canberra Capitals. You've got WNBA experience, Kelly Bevel-Washler, you've got Kelly Abrams, who's, you know, a great, solid WNBL player and is after the ball pretty well. So, it's been... been an interesting three quarters of basketball, and it's coming down to the wire.
Getting the crowd involved in this one, some of the Caps trainers not involved in the timeout are certainly trying to G up this crowd as 10 minutes left to go. Capitals versus Adelaide. It started at the AIS Arena. It'll end at the training hall. The Caps from the final break will lead 64-59, and it is Woosnam, Willie, Smith, Ramford, Screen who come back to the floor for the Fellas. It's Beattie, Whittle, Beard, Bevel-Aqua and Abrams for the Capitals.
Both coaches are playing their players who have got fouled, and you expect them to do that. It's a close game. There's 10 minutes of basketball. They've got to get what they can out of them.
Adelaide could secure the split here against Canberra with a win. Canberra want to keep the series alive. Woosnam on the right perimeter, drives to the baseline. She puts up a shot and bounces on the rim and drops, and Adelaide's back to a 2-3-point ball game.
Sam Wilson's doing a good job taking it at Jenny Whittle there.
Bevel Aqua down the right wing, goes to Abrams in the corner. Abrams goes on the lane to Beattie. Beattie gets it to Whittle on the perimeter. Back around Abrams. Bevel Aqua in the corner again. Down the right lane, it's Beattie. Beattie back to Bevel Aqua. Drives baseline. She puts up the layup, and Smith's going to be called for the foul.
It's good penetration by Carly then, so she'll go to the line. Unlikely that she'll miss them. She's pretty good from the foul line generally, so this will take us back out to a 5-point lead.
64 plays, 61 here with 9:23 left to go, as it will be Bevel-Aqua to make the first of the 2 free throws. 65 plays, 61. Second shot in the air. Rattles around for a moment, but it drops. 66-61 and 9 minutes 20 left to go. Ramford goes left side to Woosnam. Woosnam thinking for a downtown three. No, not really. Gives it to Willie. Round to Ramford, still working on the perimeter. Ramford puts the ball on the floor, drives into the paint, gives off to Screen. Screen got Cherie Smith on the right side. 4 seconds left. She might have to put it up herself. She does. Hits the backboard. Woosnam wrestling with a Whittle down in the paint there. And it will be... Well, Caps ball from the baseline there, and that's not a good execution in offence.
No, they'd be disappointed with that. They really need to value every possession that they get and at least get a reasonable shot off.
Abrams brings the ball down. Cherie Smith watches her as Abrams backing down on the wing, goes to Beattie on the left side. Beard gets it. Beattie provides a screen. Woosnam tries to reach in, slaps it away. But Beard, too good, works backwards forward. Beattie has the shot blocked by Ramford, and that was an athletic effort as Ramford was diving around her to put up the block.
Tracy really should have protected the ball better then. Not exposed to so much of those little guards to come in and have a go at.
Caps ran the shot clock down too when they couldn't get it up there, so they don't get the ball back. And it's Smith who tried to put it in, but Speared was there to stop her. And Bevilacqua will bring the ball back to the Capitals. So Capitals not looking composed, but they do have a 5-point lead.
They have
this
a 5-point lead, yeah. It's interesting that Phillips is still on the bench for Adelaide.
Probably giving her time to run in the stretch. Out from Beard to Abrams, inside to Whittle, and Whittle knocks up her 18th point for the game. It was Woosnam, tries to put the pass in to screen in the corner, turnover affected, and Abrams off to the races. Smith tries to set herself, she kicks her, Abrams kicks it off to Beard. Beard doesn't make the shot, she's not happy, no call on the play, but Ranford now will bring it back down the left wing for the fellas. Woosnam, right side is Smith, over the top to Screen, who is cutting back. Baseline screen, kicks it out to Ranford for three, rattles off the iron, and Beard will do the rebounding. She'll settle it down for a moment, Michelle.
Yeah, they will. The Caps are the one to come down and execute some good offensive play down here, take some time off the clock, and at the other end of the floor, Adelaide really need to get a good shot off next time down the floor.
Bevilacqua and Beard for three, rattles off, and no, well, the boxing out, not good there. Abrams came up with it easy as you like, and Bevilacqua, Grill should get their instructions for Kerry Graff now, as Ranford taps it off, Beattie gets it, hands it back to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua has Woosnam knocked off her feet, and Beattie will pick up foul number three. So,
yeah, at least it's a stoppage in play. From that foul being caught, it stopped the transition that Adelaide potentially has. You know, give her a third, but she's still got two to play with. Chris Lucas has had to call that timeout. He really needs to get some composure.
Yeah, his second time out of the half, so he's only got one if it gets close. 68-61, 7.4 game.
Yeah, I think that Lucas is going to have to get Phillips back onto the floor now, because really Kelly's starting to take control. Whilst she might not be scoring the points, her penetration, her offensive direction, and even at the defensive end of the floor, the guards, putting the guards under some pressure, which is creating some panic in the Adelaide offensive set. So I think he'll have to throw Phillips back out there and try and get her to get some direction, some general direction for the Adelaide team.
Well, it's 7 minutes and 4 seconds left. Caps by 7 at the training hall, if you're just joining us now. It has been quite a night. We're getting close. Well, we've just kicked past 10:30, and the game that started at the AIS Arena is going to conclude in the training hall, where we'll be bringing you the AIS Adelaide game tomorrow afternoon, right from this same venue. So, Woosnam, Screen, Willie, Phillips back into the game. Michelle, you're happy with that?
I'm happy
and
with that.
And also Smith coming back to the floor. Abrams, Beard, Beattie, Whittle and Sharp, starting five for the Caps. Smith has the ball in her hands, Beard watching her, gets it off to Screen. Screen, pull-up jump shot from the left elbow. Here's an air ball. Beattie comes up with it, but the pass missed by Abrams, goes to Screen, and Woosnam will set up now with a full shot clock in the front court. Woosnam goes back to Screen, top of the key, over to Phillips. Phillips being watched by Sharp. Phillips, she pulls up at the free throw line, goes to Willie on the baseline, and Willie fading jump.
Yeah, that was a tough move. Beautiful lean back on that jump shot. Sweet action. It's hard to shoot over a big player and retain a soft touch on that. That was really nice.
68 play 63. Caps still lead as Beard has the ball. Goes to Whittle on the left lane. Back to Beard. Beard from the baseline. Bounces up. Doesn't fall. Willie will come up with it after it comes off the hands of Smith. Phillips dribbles it down into the front court. Left side to Willie from the baseline. It's all net. And the Adelaide Lightning are back into it. It's 68-65. 6 minutes left.
Willie's starting to really find some touch out there on the floor. The Capitals are going to have to start to shut her down at the offensive end.
Sharp goes long to Beard on the other side of the court, who gives it back to Abrams. Puts up a three-point attempt. Beattie comes down with the rebound. Beard, Sharp work it out and goes eventually back to Abrams, who will set the play. Right side to Sharp. Beattie is on the right lane, goes across to the left side, gives it to Abrams, who goes inside to Whittle, and Smith's been called for the foul as Whittle did the turnaround jump shot that didn't land.
Yeah, and Whittle can go to the line now and make two easy foul shots and put it back out by a 5 point. Capitals just have to be careful that they don't go negative offensively now. They seem to have, for example, Beattie down that last play. Whittle makes the first 80 on that last play. It was an easy put back and she kicked the ball back out. You know, she's been playing well, she's been knocking them down in there, she should go straight back up.
Looking for 20 points for the game, and Jenny Whittle makes that target now. 70 to 65, 5 minutes and 25 seconds left to go in the game. Phillips drives left lane, hands off to Woosom, who gets into the paint, kicks it back to Phillips, but Sharp got a hand on the ball as the pass was going back. Phillips pulled out of it, and it will be the Phillips who gets the ball back from the side. Screened inbound, inbounds long to Sheree Smith. It's time to set for the three. It rattles around, but doesn't fall. Beattie hands off to Abrams. An interesting set as Abrams has, has drawn the foul from Erin Phillips. I thought she had taken position then. That's Phillips' third personal, Michelle.
Third personal, but, you know, Phillips could play for the last 5 minutes of the game. There's no worry there. I just couldn't see through the rest, to be honest, what happened there, but they're always touch and go, those ones.
Sharp goes inside to Gwaitha. Gwaitha back out on the floor for Beattie, who kicks it further out than Whittle, who is cutting to Abrams. Goes back to Whittle, out to Beard. They're going side to side. Whittle gets it, hands off to Sharp. Sharp drives down the left lane, puts up the tough shot, but it doesn't fall on screen, does the rebounding. Green, right side to Smith. Smith over the top, Beard intercepts the pass, and the Caps get the turnover. Still a 5-point game, they can kick it out to 7, Michelle.
Yeah, a score of this possession would be exactly what the Caps need. Take it out to 7, it's a three shots difference.
Whittle out to Sharp, into Gwaitha, and Smith being called for a fourth personal. Gwaitha's knocked off her feet.
It's just a bit lazy by Smith there. She really should have worked harder at getting a half truck.
Personal foul. All right, so she's rattled up a few there. Yep, I misread it. So she's rattled up a few more than I had thought. Beattie was going to come in for Gwaitha, who goes... Well, doesn't go to the line, of course, because it wasn't a 15 foul. Sharp kicks it left side for Abrams, who has time, but it falls into the hands of Woosnam, who kicks it left to Ranford. Ranford now back to Woosnam, inside to Willie. Willie thinks about going herself. She does. Takes on Whittle.
She
the
is
shot
doing
drop.
A fantastic job down there. She is just working against those big girls, using her body well and getting such soft touch on the end of the shot. It's great.
Sharp on the right side. Left side is Abrams. Abrams could go back to Sharp here. Sharp now goes transition on baseline as it goes into Whittle. Back to Abrams. Now, oh! Phillips gets in and steals as the timeout's being called by Kerry Graff. Bounce pass over to screen. Screen shot rattles off the iron and Beattie will get the ball and carry it back for the Caps. 70 plays, 67. 3 minutes and 35 seconds left to go in the game.
Caps have really had their opportunities. We've just got to start making the most of them.
Whittle gets the ball in the paint and buzzes it in.
Nice dish by Abrams, then making up for her error.
Woosnam drives into the paint. Foul is called. It has to be on Whittle because...
I think it's Gwaitha.
Gwaitha?
Gwaitha was called on the hold on the body on the drive, early in the drive, so...
Okay. I didn't think she was close enough to touch anything there. Gwaitha is in the number 12 too. That's important to know. As Gwaitha gets her first personal foul of the game. And the Caps will call for a timeout. 3:23, so both coaches still have one timeout, Michelle.
Yeah, and it's a real judgment call here, and depending on where this game goes, they need to hold on to it for the overtime situation or not. So they'll be making the most of this. I think, you know, Kerry will be talking about the girl here about looking after the ball. They've had a couple of critical possessions down this end of the floor where they've made bad passes or just, you know, silly choices, which has turned the ball over and they haven't even got a good shot off. So she'll be talking to them about that and also about maintaining some defensive intensity.
But it's
She may change her matchup on Willie as well because Whittle's having some problems defending and Willie, so she might just have a different matchup for that.
All right, Meredith Cooper, Angela Marino, and Peter Sinclair are sitting there. They're going, well, we've played in big games before, but it doesn't look like tonight they're going to be involved in it. So, returning to the floor for the fellas, Willie, Screen, Phillips, Ranford, and Woosnam. For the Capitals, it's the starting lineup: Beattie, Whittle, Beard, Bevilacqua and Sharp. Screen inbounds the ball to Phillips now.
Caps have changed up their defence. They've gone to a zone out of that timeout.
Woosnam gets the ball now. They're just trying to work out how they're going to play the zone now. As Screen gets the handoff from Woosnam, goes back to Ranford. Ranford's going to hand it back to Screen. They're in confusion at the moment. Woosnam gets itself open though and tries to nail a three. It falls into the arms of Beard when it doesn't drop. 72 play, 67, 3 minutes left.
Yeah, Graffy changed up the defence there. It took the Adelaide Tellers out of their offensive set for a little while.
Bevilacqua goes to Whittle on the perimeter, inside to Beattie. Beattie, oh, can't bank it in off the glass. She charges after her own rebound. Willie is going to be fouled out of the game as Beattie will make the shot, and it will be Beattie to go to the line to make it a three-point play. Critical at this time. 2 minutes and 43 seconds left.
Absolutely. Willie fouling out. Critical for Adelaide. She was doing a good job at the offensive end in particular and gives them some size at the defensive end. And Tracy B, she nails this foul shot. They're out by 8 points. I mean, three-quarter minutes to go. 8-point lead is a decent lead to have.
So it's not Monique Bowley, it is Bowley, it is Bridget Bowley who takes the floor for her first minutes as Beattie is at the free throw line. She's got two hands on the ball and she's making it.
Critical time to make that foul shot.
Phillips now right side, it's 75-67. Woosnam, she's going to have to drive into the paint and makes the layup. 69 plays, 75-25. Left to go, Beard takes control of the ball. Beard now, just watching her is Screen. Screen just making her give up the drive and goes to Whittle around the perimeter. Sharp on the left side, back to Bevilacqua, inside to Whittle. Turn around, jump shot on the baseline. Phillips does the leap, gets the rebound, kicks it immediately onto Valley. Valley shows up and Phillips is in four for the travel. Of course, Beard was in a way then, and she just started the step as she picked up for the layup.
Yeah. Unfortunate turnover. She made the shot, but had been called for the travel early.
75 play 69, a minute 57. Adelaide and Canberra, what matchups they are of late. Sharp with Ranford right in her face. As it goes inside to Whittle. Whittle in the paint, jump shot, doesn't drop, and Screen comes up with it as Beard hits the deck. It's Woosnam down the right wing. Minute 35. Screen gets it. Sets for three. It looks good, but it rattles out. Screen gets it again. Gets a second shot. It didn't look as good, but Beattie will eventually get the rebound. Has Foley knock it out of her hand, and it's over the baseline. Caps for Chris Lucas calls his last hand with the timeout.
Mid and a half. He's got to start talking to girls. The Caps at that end of the court have really got to stick to the fundamentals. I mean, that offensive set, they didn't get the box out. They needed to get the box out, gave Screen the second shot opportunity. Had she nailed that, it would have been back to a three-point game. So they really need to make sure they do all the little things coming down the stretch, because that in the end is the stuff that kills you.
Well, 75 plays, 69, minutes and a half left to go in the game. Leading scorer is Jenny Whittle, 22 points out of the capital, 75, but Beard with 15, 10 points for Tally Bevilacqua, 17 for Tracy Beattie, 6 for Sharp, 5 for Abrams, and for the Adelaide Fellas, 18 points to Sheree Smith. She's out of it. 15 points to Tammy Willey, and she's out of it. So 17 points to Sam Woosnam. She's still in it, no fouls. 11 points to Jennifer Screen with 3 fouls. Then it's 5 points to Erin Phillips and 3 points to Deanne Ransford. None of them in foul trouble, really. Not for a minute.
You'd expect Streets are on the floor to play it out now. You'd have to think that Adelaide will have to start thinking about putting a little bit more pressure up, set up the floor and try and disrupt the offensive sets of the Capitals, and at the offensive end they're going to have to take, just really start to think about taking the open shot as soon as it comes their way. They haven't got the time to play around with the ball.
Well, it is Beard inbounds to Bevilacqua. Phillips watching her. They want to stop the clock at every opportunity, but Bevilacqua just dances down the sideline, gives it back to Beard. She works around the perimeter. It's Sharp who sets the screen for her as she goes over the top to Whittle. Beard driving through the centre, loses it on the layup, but comes back with it and now has been, well, it looks like Fowley's been called for the defensive foul, and the Adelaide fellas are going, what about the double dribble?
Exactly, that's my question as well. It looked like a double dribble from where I was standing, but anyway. Elena's going to the line, she takes two.
Five team fouls was the reason for that on Adelaide, so that's not going to help their cause as she makes the first. So Beard at the line, looking to make the second, and she does. So 77-69. And it will be Ramford to bring the ball back. 1:03 left to go in the game. Adelaide Ramford takes on Beard, Beattie, and Bevilacqua. She dumps off to Phillips. Phillips puts up a shot. It sacks on the mill as Beard and a Sharp, and Screen go to ground. Phillips picks up Screen. Beard and Screen to shake hands, so it's all right. And we will have...
They've called a foul on Genesis Screen there, I think.
For what? Standing in the way. Well, not in the way. Standing, going after the ball. Gee, that's a tough call, and Beard will walk the floor. And you expect her to nail it. It's getting out to a 10-point ball game now.
Yes.
Well, it will be after Beard hits these two.
That's right, and you have to think 10 points up with 53 seconds to go. Game's over, we're not going to
and the Caps were on two team fouls.
That's right.
So it's not as if they're going to have a lot of floor walking. Beard makes both, 10-point ball game, 79 plays 69, Phillips with 50 seconds left, goes left then right. She's on the right side, goes into Woosnam. Woosnam will make the layup.
She's doing a great job of finishing against the big timber there.
Beard will carry it down, she'll take her time, and kicks it off to Bevilacqua on the other side, so she went from right to left. Bevilacqua will come back to the right side, as they still have two more possessions. Screen and Bevilacqua just bouncing off each other for the moment. Bevilacqua gets a screen from Beattie, drives the left lane, goes outside to Sharp, inside to Beattie. Beattie finishes off with a nice shot, and Beard and Bevilacqua collect each other, as I think Beard was going to try and slam the ball.
I think she was flying, Ned. I think she was flying. She has got some springs in those legs.
Yes, indeed. The crowd loves it. Yep, our home, 81-71 is Screen. Oh, she backs into Bevilacqua. Whistle on the play. And it's the ref going, my bad, I blew the whistle because I saw something happen. 12 seconds left, 10 points to the Caps in a long night at the AIS training hall. Bevilacqua was going, I thought you called that on me.
The floor wipers out there.
Yeah, Bevilacqua just playing it up. The crowd have enjoyed this. And Alana Beard's going to leave Canberra with, quite a night to remember. Woosnam's going to be blocked on the inbound pass by Whittle. It bounces off to Bowley. Bowley drives down the lane. Beattie is going to block the shot, but gets a piece of Bowley's arm. Bridget Bowley, of course, in the number six on the floor. And it will be, 8 seconds left. And Bowley will put up the two shots. Fourth personal foul on Tracy Beattie as, Bowley just lands on the back of the iron and bounces away. Second shot on its way. It doesn't look good. It's rattled out. Whittle comes up with a rebound. Whittle can hold onto it now, but she tries to kick it up. Oh, Screen from downtown. Puts up a big three. Beard again flying. Trying to go after a defensive rebound that time. And like Superwoman, she lands face first.
She's putting a show on for the crowd, I think.
The game's all over and the Capitals have to win. We'll go straight to the coaches and then wrap it all up in a few moments.
I think it had an instant
influence on the game, the hours away?
I think we handled it exceptionally well. You know, we went back into the room, I said to them, they turned on music, danced, joked around, told AV stories, entertained themselves. And I said, once we knew what the timing was, when we walked across from the arena to get our game face back on and focus, you know, I think our veteran experience helped us, you know, maintain focus. And I don't think you could tell from either team that there was an hour delay. I think it was just a great game of women's basketball.
I suppose coming back over here into the crowd, I think that obviously having everyone so close in a metre from the sidelines would have had a big influence, especially for people like Alana getting up close and personal to women's basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way it turned out, I think the people that stayed will remember this game. Like I said, I've never seen a female actually in any league around the world grab the rim on a rebound attempt. That was special. Like you say, they could touch her, they could see her, they could feel her. She didn't play very well tonight for her, but she, you know, highlighted her athleticism down the stretch, and I think it says something about the quality of our team and what we're going to be like without AB. She got in foul trouble, she sat a lot, and we managed to beat a playoff team. So
it was very important. You only got up by 10 points in the end, but in terms of running, it took, you know, starting twice for so long. Do you think it'll have influence on tomorrow's game?
Look, whenever you play back-to-backs, you play big minutes, of course it does, but you have to take each game that counts. And there was, you know, we had to win this one on our home court. We had to get this one and get the split on Adelaide. It's nice if you can rotate your bench, but that wasn't the case tonight. You just got to have great recovery and make sure we go into Sydney as refreshed as we can.
I guess the other thing is big minutes for Kylie Glyther in the scheme of the game, and that is the future of the club going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Kylie's been great at practice, and she's a role player. You know, she comes in to defend, she comes in and rebounds, and she showed that tonight. She had some big assignments, and that's what, you know, her improvement for us has been super. You know, obviously she's a state-level netballer, and some of her netball skills are really helping us out.
And Tracy Beattie tonight, of course, you picked her as your best, but she was fantastic. And again, Whittle takes so much attention. To have Tracy there is just her bonus.
Absolutely. I mean, she was the player of the night. Her inside finishes were huge. She made a free throw tonight, which was big for us. And I think for her to play against her old club, start, play bulk minutes, and be, you know, our go-to threat inside was super.
All the best for tomorrow.
Thanks, Tracy.
Sharpie's home game on the AIS training course. You probably never thought that was going to happen.
Oh, it's not my issue. It was once most of our homes, you know, we've all been AIS scholarship holders, so it was quite an interesting evening, and you know, we really weren't expecting that at all, as you never would. But I think credit to both teams, they handled it pretty professionally, and you know, to have the AIS training hall handy is you know, pretty handy to have. And
do you go to Sydney now? Because I think you missed the last game in Sydney because you had a wedding.
Yes, no, I'm going to Sydney tomorrow. The game's at 4 o'clock, so we'll be getting an early night if that's possible. I don't know what time it is now, but and heading up there tomorrow. So, yeah, look, that's a really important game for us. I think Sydney has been on a losing streak. And now just for a win, and so we really
want to keep it that way.
Absolutely, we need to be on our game, and we're pushing that second spot at the moment. And you know, it was really tough to get over Adelaide. They're a quality side, and I think them and Berlin are probably the two informed, and ourselves obviously the three informed teams at the moment. So that was a great win for us, and it was sweet revenge.
All the best for tomorrow.
Thanks.
Well, Tracy Beattie, you love going up against old teams, and here's the thing, you played your former team in your former home team's gym.
Oh, yeah, so it's a bit of a worry, isn't it, really? No, well, the rings are different here, and obviously after that little mishap with the lights and whatever, it's not an easy transition, you know, halfway through a game to move to a different venue. So the girls came out and, oh my God, I'm so happy.
And fantastic game for you tonight. You were really able to get inside and nail some big points.
Yeah, I mean, they were missing Laura, which obviously helped both Jenny and myself. And Tammy Wiley being fouled out again helped us. But yeah, that's it, littler than us. And we really, you know, worked on that. And we've been working on that all week. So hopefully we can go to Sydney and do the same thing, because they don't have real bigs either.
All right, all the best for that trip.
Thank you.
AB, a fantastic little cameo appearance here in the Canberra Transact Capitals uniform, and well, you gave the crowd who were a bit closer than what you ever expected tonight. They were something to remember you by.
Yeah, unfortunately I didn't play the way that I know I could play. Lack of focus, played horrible, but you know what, it was always fun playing in front of these guys. The way that they were enclosed around the court made it that much more special. And I mean, I love this organization, I love Tampa, and I love the fans, so it's been an unbelievable experience.
You've played double headers before, but have you ever done a double header where it's been same game, two different venues?
Never in my life. I was telling my teammates it only happens in Australia like this.
Well, all the best for a visit to Korea first and then back home for another WNBA season.
Yeah, you know, that's my plan right now. I'm back home for a couple of days and then I'm headed to Korea for about 2 months and then back home. This is my third WNBA season.
And, well, hopefully between now and when you take off, you'll sign that contract.
Maybe. We'll see about it.
All the best.
Thanks.
Right. Well, Chris Lucas, a tough game tonight, though. Would imagine you've never been in stranger circumstances for a game.
Oh, look, you just have to deal with adversity. I think it was a great game, Barcelona. I think it's credit to the Canberra public for sticking around and watching the game.
Your girls, well, you said you weren't going to leave anything on the floor. When you said that to me, you didn't think it'd be a 10:45 by the time the game was over.
Oh, that's, you just deal with it. And we play every game to win, and you know, didn't come up with it tonight, but we'll move on till tomorrow.
Good game tonight. I think Tammy Willie really surprised a lot of the crowd here at Canberra, not having seen her before, and she showed that she was a big inside presence with Laura not there.
Yeah, look, she's been doing well. She's still adjusting to the league, and once she gets a little bit stronger in the upper body, I think she'll be fine.
What about going back now tomorrow against the AIS? Any injury concerns? I know you were managing Jennifer Screen.
No, look, we treat tomorrow the same as we did today. There's no different in the approach. We show respect to everybody.
All the best for them.
Thanks very much.
Well, Michelle, it's been a night and a half. As we get past 11 o'clock, we have seen the Capitals take a victory here, 81-71, over the Adelaide Fellas, and in a game that has seen so many players step up.
Yeah, no, it was a interesting game. It wasn't pretty by any stretch of the imagination, but what about Tracy Beattie? Didn't she have a great night tonight? She really stepped it up, and you know, in the first half, she really was what the difference was between the Caps and Adelaide.
And well, we talked about the key earlier. It was the 21st birthday key that was given by Transact to Captain Eleanor Sharp, as I have it in my hands now and can have a good look at it. But, well, it seems so long ago that we were down the AIS Arena talking about what this game could be. Well, game-wise, it did turn out to be a fantastic game. It was just not in the venue we expected it to be in as we moved to the AIS training hall with 3:53 to go in the first quarter. And the Caps took control of it, probably coming out of the second half in a low-scoring third quarter, but they got themselves to that five-point break, and they were able to build on it in the stretch. But with 2 minutes to go, it was still in the balance.
That's right. They just got that little bit of a breather on Adelaide, and Adelaide weren't able to make any dent into that. Alana Beard, last game, put on a bit of a display for us tonight, so that was good. But that Adelaide team, they're a good-looking group. You know, if you put Laura Somerton back into that mix, and you get Jenny Screen back on the floor fully fit, and they're a tough unit, so that's a good split for the Caps to have that. They really don't want to be in a position where the Adelaide Fellas have the advantage over them in terms of the split.
No, it's still live 1-1 with, well, I think the final game's going to be played in Adelaide, so it's going to make it very tough, but not impossible, of course. Well, scorers for the game, it was Whittle, 22 points, Beard 15, Bevilacqua 14, 19 points for Tracy Beattie, Sharp with 6 and Abrams with 5. The only other player used in the game tonight was Kylie Guaita, and as you heard from Coach Graff, that was very, very reassuring for her that she could give her such big minutes in such an important game.
Yeah, she didn't lose anything when Kylie went out on the floor, which was good. You know, Kylie's a different sort of player to bit of a defensive specialist, but she plays the role well and she gives valuable minutes.
And of course on the other side of things, well, it was Cherie Smith fouled out of the game, but 18 points, just 1 point behind Sam Woosdom, who in the stretch was able to get above her. 15 points for Tammy Willey. Then it was 9 points for Screen, 11 points for Screen, number 9, and Phillips with 5, and then it was Dee Ramford with 3, a quiet game for Dee on the scoreboard, but still did a lot of work carrying that ball back and forth.
Right, yeah, it was a quiet game. And Willey and Smith fouling out in the last quarter hurt Adelaide because they had been a good offensive threat for Adelaide, and that did hurt them. But Sam Woosnam really stood up when that happened.
The Caps go to Sydney tomorrow to play the Flames at 4 p.m. and the AIS will host Adelaide here at the training hall tomorrow. A capacity crowd for the training hall, probably not the biggest crowd we've seen this year at the arena, but it certainly was a good one. And the fans, well, they got to see AB sign off in Canberra with some very spectacular moves. And just off air, I didn't get this quote, but they said, "You should have tried to dunk it." Well, she said she was trying. That was certainly in her mind. So as we leave the AIS training hall, it is the Canberra Transact Capitals 81 defeating the Adelaide Fellas 71. On behalf of Michelle Hossmans, it is Craig Revell signing off.